going to get tonight will change your whole life. Turn around your obstacles, and really, it will change your whole life. It changed my life when I received it. We're a friendly group, and we're a nice group. I don't want to be biased here, but I'm going to say something that sounds biased, but I think we're the nicest Dharma Center in KL, because I've taught in many of the Dharma Centers, and I've taught in many places, and I know that we're the nicest. We have our own little politics, we have our little power games, we have our little likes and don't likes, but that's everywhere. Example, there's a Dharma Center, I just got news today, it was quite sad, that their teacher, what they're teaching is a little too advanced, and the students and some of the main people there are not very happy, and they don't want to learn because it's too advanced, too fast for them, so they want to come to our place and learn. And if we don't let them come to our place and learn, then they're going to go to another place and learn. But the bottom line is they're not going to be learning in their own place. And I thought to myself, I thought that sounds familiar. So what I'm going to do is I've already made prayers that I'm going to help the center. Because if these few people, six people, leave their center, when they go to another center, they're going to disparage their teacher. They're going to disparage their center and their lineage and their practice, everything they've been doing. Because in order to get accepted, in order to have faith to go to another center, say, oh, well, that wasn't good, this wasn't good, that wasn't... How can a Dharma teacher and Dharma and anything be not good? So if they lead to another center and other centers absorb them in, it's very, very bad. It's very, very bad. Why? We should, in fact, encourage them to become okay again. So what I'm going to do is I already sent messages through Jenny. She's very kind. To mediate for them and talk for them, not between the teacher but the students themselves, and give good advice. And I've done that before for centers and kind of kept them together. So I'm gonna do that, and I'm not going to allow them to join our center. I'm going to allow them to join in on the talks and stuff but not join our center. Why? There's nothing wrong with theirs. There's nothing wrong with their practice. So if they're praying to Shakyamuni that way, then they come here and they say, that's not good, I'm going to pray this way. It won't be in effect. See, when we leave our teacher and when we leave our center and we leave our lineage and we go to another one, I'm so sorry. If it's left in a negative way, there won't be any effects. There won't be any results. There can't be. And this is not a game where our center has the most people or we take pride that, oh, you know, other centers come to us, see we're the best. That's horrible. So what I'm going to do is, in order to make the holy Dharma grow in this beautiful country, I'm going to create harmony among all the centers. And I'm going to make the centers stay together and independent but friendly with each other. So I want to be friendly. In fact, it's very funny because this center I've been having feelings about for a few weeks now, that I need to contact their leader or whatever. I've been having feelings for weeks. I don't know what, but we need to do something, need to do something, need to do something. I've been rushing my assistants, but nothing was done. In any case, for a while, I also wanted to order a 4.5 feet Lama Tsongkhapa from Delhi, like the one we have, our old Lama Tsongkhapa in our center, but without the disciples, and I wanted to offer to them. I wanted to offer to them in order to increase Dharma, create harmony, and increase students to go to their center. Once Lama Tsongkhapa is there, people will go. And people go, they will be quality people. So I've been thinking about that over and over and over to order a statue, but I don't know how to do it because, well, I don't want to insult their leader, and I don't want to, like, you know, what's this all about? You know, what's inside? And so I've been trying to think of a very skillful way to do that, to offer to them, because I want their center to grow. And I've done that for many centers in the past, offer things, statues and whatever, money and help, many, many times, because I don't, as long as the Dharma Center grows, Dharma grows. It doesn't have to be our Dharma Center. It doesn't have to be our lineage or our practice. It can be any Dharma Center, any practice, anywhere. Every Dharma Center in this country must grow, and we must contribute to it growing. How? By not creating schism. When they ask us for help, advise them back if they have any problems. You know, say wonderful and positive things about their teacher and about guru devotion, and also not encourage them to come to our center. Not encourage. Why? When we encourage, we may have good intention, but indirectly, we might break them up, and that's not very good. So I hope that I can do something for them and help, because I really want Dharma in this country to grow. So the way to grow is not to be happy when a Dharma center is like that, or, you know, absorb their students. No. To make it grow is to make their center stronger, make their people understand what's going on. And that's very important to me. So that's what we're going to do. That's why I feel our center is the best, because we have a kind of very open, accepting view unbiased, and we all practice our lineage very devotedly, and we all do our practice very devotedly, and we all follow our own personal deities devotedly. And I think that's why our group is the nicest. And you know, you have this Dharma protector called Vajra Tem, because if you're not nice, he throws a BF. He's better than a protector. So there are advantages. There are many, many advantages, and I don't mean myself, but it comes out that way. Many, many advantages to having a teacher present, having a lama present. There are many, many advantages when there is not. You see, it's not about having a big center, because a few centers here, they don't have lamas. They have great presidents, and they have great committee, and it's wonderful. And they can raise great funds, and they can open up big retreat centers and all that, and that's wonderful. We need more. But what we need is not just the buildings, but what we need is the Dharma to grow. How does the Dharma grow? Let me tell you. This is my version, all right, for Malaysians. My version is, on the initial level, husbands and wives become closer. Partners become closer. Brothers and sisters become closer. Children and parents become closer. Relatives become closer. Friends become closer. So my way of teaching Dharma is to make the family unit, or loved ones, or people we care about, closer, respected, and loved. Because the foundation of a nation is a family. And the family can be just, you know, a man and a woman together or whatever. So a foundation of family is this harmony that brings up the kids beautifully. And if the husband has been wrong in the past, the wife forgive. Teach, forgive, because it's karma. If the wife has been wrong, husband forgive. If the kids has been naughty, forgive. If the parents if the parents have done things that the kids think they don't like or something, forgive. But the important thing is to look at the big picture, that there are more benefits to be together and harmoniously. So my purpose in Malaysia to spread Dharma is to make families close and loving. And I'm a very, very big speaker and promoter of family values, respect for parents and children, and very, very big. Very, very big, because if we break families apart, or we don't encourage, and they, not us, if the families break apart and we don't encourage it, the kids grow up very different. It's very, very not good. So I've come across hundreds of cases where the husbands were errant, the wives are saints, and vice versa. And what I do is, instead of, you know, there are rare cases where I say, you cannot. But most cases I say, no, must be together. Why? Everybody needs company. Everybody needs family. Everybody needs to respect. You see, if we can't respect our husband or wife, how can we respect all sentient beings? If we can't respect our own father and mother, how can we respect anyone in our lives? We have to start somewhere. We have to show respect and concern and love somewhere. Once we show that, it grows everywhere else. So my main concern in Malaysia, in the southern region, Malaysia and our surrounding countries, is to make the family safe, protected, loved, harmonious, and to get along better. And that will be the first step of Dharma practice. You know, I don't want people to run away from their families and go and become a nun and hang out in a cave. That's very nice, you know, but we're not strong enough for that, and the people here are not strong enough for that, and they're not ready for that. I did that. I ran away when I was 15 to go meditate in a cave. And I'm 40 now. I ran away at 15. That's 25 years ago. And I never went back home again. And I lived on my own, I supported myself, and I took care of myself. You see, but not everybody's me. My determination to practice the Dharma is 100%. I rather die than to grow up, get married, have kids, go to college, get a degree, make money, get old, and die. And I used to not be able to sleep when I was very young, thinking about all that and not wanting to get into that cycle, because I looked at my parents, my step-parents, I looked at my neighbors, I looked at my friends' parents, I looked all around me, I looked at the TV, and I thought, nobody's really happy doing that. They're just doing that because there's nothing else to do. I'm not putting it down, but that's not what I want to do. And I used to have nightmares about that. And I used to dread going to college. You know why? I dreaded going to college because I thought, I'll have to spend 5 to 6 to 7 years wasting my time studying something that doesn't help me at death. This is what I used to think as a kid. And I told that to my parents. They just told me I'm insane. I used to get beaten up for it. They told me that the church or the temple is telling me all kinds of nasty things and they're brainwashing me. But what they don't understand is I had to stop before I went to the temple. I had to stop before I went to meet my guru. It was in me all the time as a young child. And I always have longings to go to the mountains, to the caves, somewhere that has a small lake nearby, green, and I will be in a cave, or I'll be somewhere there doing my practice. I always have that kind of vision, not vision, but like wish, since I was a kid. Always some cave, some forest, green, not a jungle, not an ocean, and there's a lake nearby. Always, always I have this longing and wish to find this place. So I lived in New Jersey, so I used to run to New York City. From New York City, I run to Upper State New York or North Jersey, where there was the Appalachian Mountains, and tried to find a cave. And I was caught by the police many times and sent back home because juvenile under 18 cannot. But anyways, I ran away many, many times. And I did practices and I did meditations every night. It was very evil. I used to get Vajrayogini's meditation. And I found it in the book Evans Nguyen's Secret Doctrines, Tibetan Secret Doctrines and Yogas. I used to get that and meditate every night. Maybe that's why my wind's a little off now, because I didn't get initiation that time. Yeah. So I found Vajrayogini's manual, the Kajupa form. And every night I do the meditations. There's a wind meditation I do every day. And I would recite Bandhan Hamo's mantra about 1,000. And I recite Manjushri every day 1,000. Omani Pema Hom, at least 2,000-3,000 a night. If I was free, I would do about 30,000 to 40,000 Omani Pema Homs per night. And that would be hiding under a blanket quietly. Because if I got caught, it would be severe. And I had one picture, a postcard of Manjushri. One postcard of Manjushri. Because you couldn't get pictures. You couldn't get anything. And I found a picture of Trijang Rinpoche. I don't know how. I can't remember. I just remember I borrowed it, and I Xeroxed it. I pasted that on a piece of paper. I had Trijang Rinpoche. And I had His Holiness, of course. And I had Manjushri. And I used to do this practice all the time. And that went on for years and years and years. And I had to. And then my mother would go into different fits. Sometimes she'd let me have a little picture in the room. Sometimes she wouldn't. Sometimes she'd raid my room to see if I had Dharma books. And if I did, the penalty was very severe. There would be very, very severe beatings. Very, very severe beatings and severe punishment. Maybe 3-4 months of grounding. I can't go outside except school. And it was very difficult for me to practice Dharma because, physical Dharma, because my parents didn't allow it. See, they adopted me to grow up, to have kids and carry on their lineage. They gave me their adopted name, Bhrucha Bogayev. That's their surname, Bogayev. And to them, it's a very big deal. So I didn't fulfill that wish and I disappointed them. But I thought, I don't want to disappoint them. You know, I'm not here to hurt them and disappoint them. But I thought if I do what they want, when I was a kid, I thought if I do what they want, then many people in the future, I can't do Dharma practice and help. So one or two people happy, I can't help. If one or two people unhappy, my step-parents, then I can help a lot of people. So I thought of it that way. I do not encourage the kids or people here to do that to their parents because it's a different society, it's a different culture, and your determination has to be very strong, that you have to go all the way with it so that you end up benefiting others. It's not just that, you know, another trick or a ploy. So when I was a kid, I went through quite a lot in order to be here to expound the Dharma. And I was very lucky because I met very holy, illustrious teachers in America, cream of the crop from Tibet. I was very, very lucky. And I got sponsors to go to India when I was 18. And I gave up everything. I gave up my job. I gave up my everything I had, which wasn't much. But, you know, to somebody who doesn't have much, even small things are much. I gave up everything and went to India in 1987. 1987, went to India. I never went back to America. This is now 2006. 87 till now, I never went back to America. I never wanted to go back to America. I want to be in a mountain near a lake to do my practices. Nian Qian Qianbo means great retreat. That's always been my wish. But that hasn't been fulfilled. But as a protector used to tell me through the oracle, if you benefit people, what's the difference? If your motive is really that, can you turn that off? If your motive is really that, what's the difference? And I thought, yeah, that's true. So I've kind of accepted what I'm doing, that I have to teach the Dharma, and I have to make Dharma centers grow, and I have to take care of many people. And on the last trip when I went, when we met our Dharma protector through the oracle there in Nepal, he told me many, many times to advise my students and friends and teach the Dharma and benefit and help them. Always, he tells me. And the things you need, he says, I'm here with you. So I've been doing that for the last, since I was, very young. So my point is this, is that coming from a family background that was very difficult, you know, because I was adopted twice over and all that stuff, I encourage family relations because growing up without parents, it really makes a big difference in your mind. You grow up insecure. You grow up unhappy. You grow up with your mind empty. That's how I felt for years. You grow up always looking and searching and lonely. And anything that reminds you of a parent, a father or mother, holidays, birthdays, It's very hard to take. And as a boy, you don't cry. You know, you're not supposed to cry as a boy, so I didn't cry in public. But for many years, I suffered deep, deep loneliness. It didn't affect me. I was depressed. I was unhappy, but it didn't stop me from doing what I was doing. And I used to wonder to myself, and then when I come to Malaysia, being of Asian background here, the parents here really treasure their children and take care of their children so well. You know, they really watch them and love them. And I was thinking about that even today, that I didn't even get an ounce of that, even a fraction of that, that care and that love. And then some people I see that their parents encourage their kids to do Dharma. They support them, they help them, they love it because they want their lives to be full and protected. I thought, boy, if I had that chance, that my parents supported me and that, I don't know, I didn't have to run away. I didn't have to sleep outside. I didn't have to suffer crime, assaults on me. I didn't have to travel so far that I can have nice parents and be supported too. And I thought, how lucky everybody here is. And I thought, well, there's two ways to go about it. One is to be bitter and create harm out of hurt. Or the other one is to create happiness out of hurt, and therefore your hurt heals. So what I've decided to do is that my brand of Dharma is not just attainments and Vajrayogini heaven and protectors, but more about giving the logical reasons of why we need each other, that we're all interdependent, the families are interdependent within each other, and that we need to take care of each other. You know, our parents don't live forever, our kids don't live forever, our aunties and uncles, we don't live forever. And, you know, we have to serve them, we have to help them. We need to do what we need to do, but we need to do what we need to do with a compromise. So what I'd like to promote in this country, and that's what I've been doing for years, is anybody who goes near me, anybody who hangs around me long enough, you will see that you become closer to your family, that you become closer to your husband, closer to your wives, because that's what I encourage. And I will do that again and again. And I'll do everything I can to protect the family unit. Why? It's good for the parents. It's excellent for the children. It's a good example for others. And if we can't love our own spouse, if we can't love our own parents, if we can't love our own children, if we can't respect them, we can't do this and we can't do that, how are we going to save the world? Because the prayers say, for the sake of all sentient beings, I will do this prayer, I will do this meditation. How can we save the whole world if we can't even save our own parents, our own children? You know, it doesn't make sense to me. So we have to start somewhere. So I thought about that. That's my brand of Dharma, is I encourage parent-children relationships, no matter what. And I encourage very much husband and wife relationships. And if I continue to have the assistance that I have and the people to back me up and everything, the foundation to back me up, that's what I'm going to use my body and my speech for. I'm going to use it to bring the family unit in this country and around closer and stronger and loving. And not close to me, but close to them. Because when you're close to each other, you're already close to me. That's my purpose. You see, I don't want to run a cult where it's based on my personality. I want to run Buddhism where I give you the practice, you practice. Whether I'm alive or dead or here or not, you can do it on your own. I don't want something cult. Because when it's cult, it doesn't help you, it doesn't help me, and when I die, where do you end up? So in fact, I've used you, and I'm not into things like that. I don't like things like that. I've been used, and I don't like it. I wouldn't want anybody to use. So if I make you all worship me and make me feel like a big deal, whatever, no. If you promote me and do things for me, you help me, you give me a platform to speak more on to others. So that's why my brand of Buddhism will fall anywhere in the world, anywhere in this country. Why? I'm not here to change anyone on the outside. I'm not here to change who you are, your background, your culture, your Malaysian-ness, your whatever, your European-ness, your Taiwanese-ness, your whatever you are. I'm not here to change you. I'm here to give you a different perspective. So if I'm supported and helped and I'm pushed and propelled, I will use that for that. And you know, for many people, that itself is already quite good. Higher than that, I will give you the steps and path for my limited knowledge to enlightenment, the sutra path. And engage in retreats and practices. And then when the time is right, confer on you the highest Mother Tantra Yoga initiations and to guide you through that. You see, whether you practice the higher tantras 1 year, 7 years, 20 years, or 30 years is not the point. Is that when you practice, it's quality and then attainments are very fast. But if preparation is not there, the attainments won't be there. So even if you have initiations, you hold a Vajra and bell and you can do tok, you'll still be insane. You'll still be having a lot of anger and ego, and you want attention, and you're not happy with this and that. Why? Having initiation doesn't change anything. Having initiation prematurely is actually a downfall. Why? You're a very bad example for people. If you have initiation, you're holding a Vajra and Bell, you should already be. Vajra meaning compassion, Bell meaning wisdom. So when you're holding that Vajra Bell and outside of that you act funny, you know, power games and all that, it's a detriment to Dharma. It's a detriment to the Tantra that you practice. It's a detriment to the higher Tantras. And in fact, people look and say, oh, practice Tantra, ring Bell like that. And especially in this country where Dharma is not fertile yet, very fertile, we have to be extra compassionate to show a good view. So the first part of Dharma is family. That's very, very important to me. And as I say, whoever comes near me, whoever receives teachings from me, whoever has any friendship with me or any closeness, you will see you get closer to your family. I will make sure of it. That will be my result. Why? That is my immediate aim. And close doesn't mean you sit on top of your mother's head all day long. Close means from the heart, the care, the respect and the concern. Because before we met Buddha, our parents are the object of our offerings. When we meet the Buddha, it's the Buddha and then our parents. But before that, it's our parents. Very, very important. Okay, so, I've searched and searched and searched and searched and looked and looked and I couldn't figure it out. Anyways, I'd like to present this picture to, you can put it down, Sha. The DMT. This is my personal picture of His Holiness that I had for a while, and I thought the framing and the picture and everything's nice, and I thought it's perfect, and it's very modern. I'd like to present this to DMT and put it there nicely, and it's blessed, and I'll just get another one for myself, because you know my house, I believe in impermanence. Yes, I believe in impermanence very, very much. So isn't that nice? So for auspicious reasons, before I even start teachings, I'd like to start with His Holiness. The Dalai Lama, who's the greatest monk on this planet. And I hope one day I can be just like him and benefit. So I thought this would be beautiful. So everybody who goes there and sees it, they're going to know, is he your king? No. Is he your savior? No. Who is he? He's the pope of the Buddhist religion. And we respect him and his values. And one day we're going to go up there and meet him. And all of us are going to be around him. You know, you honestly move over. You know, I'm standing right there. And then if I see anybody going like that, they get a slap. So this will be an offering to DMT from me, but it's ridiculous because it's like, it's mine, I offer it to mine. No. You see, DMT is not mine, it's all of ours. It's under my name, but it's all of ours because we spread Dharma. So this is for DMT, and isn't it beautiful? Fabulous, isn't it? May all who see this picture have great guru devotion and meet great lamas and great teachers that will guide them. May all who see this picture be protected by the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara. May His Holiness's life and all great masters of all lineage and all religions have long life. May they always have assistance and help and sponsors that will promote their work. And may we, by putting this picture there and seeing every day, create a link that we may become Dharma servants of His Holiness in the future. Gangri Rebe. That's very good. Okay. I would very much like in the near future to have a team who under my direction will compile the teachings, the lineage, the background, the prayers of this holy protector. Dorji Shukden. And I need it written well. And then once I get the compilation to the quality that I want, then I want to have a bigger class of people who practice, who need to practice, because not everybody needs to practice. It's their affinity. And I'd like to give a more extensive Dharma talk on this. So without the compilation, it's very hard because it's too much for you all to memorize. So if you have the compilation, pictures, maps, you know what's going on, evidence. It's very easy to flip through, write notes, flip through, write notes. Why? Because this will change your life. And sometimes in the future, you need to pray to this holy protector, to save your parents, to help your friend, to help a loved one. So we need to get a compilation out. I don't have anybody assigned right now, and it's not done right now. I'm short of very professional people to do this, and it's very, very important because it will benefit a lot of people. And at the same time, the original text of this protector is written in the 70s by His Holiness Kepje Trigyan Dorjechang. Kepje Trigyan Dorjechang is a very eminent lama, a reincarnated lama who is of Ganden Shatse Monastery. He lives right in front of my house, in fact. We have one gate. I see him sometimes. And he's the root guru. Dalai Lama has two gurus. He's the second root guru, the junior tutor of His Holiness. And he's been the junior tutor of His Holiness for over 50 years until his death. Now his reincarnation came back, recognized by His Holiness again. He's 24, 25. And His Holiness has encouraged him to do this practice. We know that in Ganden very much. And he wrote a whole commentary on the lineage, the practice, fire pujas, mantras, the different forms, their effects, what we use it for, when, to control the weather, to control the spirits. He wrote a whole volume under the blessings of His Holiness. And that comes in a five-volume work. That five-volume work I have gotten. Finally, I got my paws on it. And I've taken it and Xeroxed it. Now, that one is written by Trigyan Rinpoche, and that there is no higher authority than His Holiness Trigyan Rinpoche. He is the guru of the Dalai Lama. So if he writes anything wrong, the Dalai Lama is wrong too, because, you know, we're talking about the source here. The top of the mountain is polluted, then all the rivers would be polluted. This mountain is, trust me, it's ice, beautiful, clean water. Sorry, pure. So in any case, I received this practice. First, introduction from Geshe Tsurim Gyaltsen. Because I was 16, I didn't have parents, and I was a runaway. And in America, if you're not 18, you have to get someone to sign for you. So I was looking for a job, and I need to work in Los Angeles, because I ran away from New Jersey, Los Angeles. I stayed at Dharma Center, and I need a job very badly. So I was going after a job that I'm not qualified for, but I need it so badly, and it was nearby the center. And there was a lot of people interviewing. So I went to Geshe-la. I said, oh, God, I need this job, Geshe-la. Because I have to pay rental at the center and I have to support myself. It was very hard. And I did get a job. I made about $350, $380 a month at that time, U.S. My first job is 15, 16. And rental was $150. So I had to survive on the rest. And it was hard, but I was happy because I was at the center. So what happens was I went to Geshe-la and told him that. And Geshe-la had a tanka of this Dharma protector. And he just said to me like this. If you believe from your heart and trust me, and you pray, you'll get your job. I said, really? That was my first experience. So I immediately in front of Geshe-la, I prostrated three times to that tanka. Next day, I got the job. And that job helped me a lot because when Sarangji came, that job sustained me all the way through, and it was very nearby. In fact, I did so well in that job, I got other better jobs from that job. That was my first experience, but that was it. And then they would do pujas in the Dharma Center in Los Angeles every month. Once a month, you have to do Dharmapala puja. Dharmapala means Dharma protector. I wasn't allowed because I didn't have initiation, but I was very sneaky, so I would look through the keyhole. During the puja time, I'd look through the keyhole the whole time. Of course, I didn't want to get caught, but it's so secret and so sacred. It's secret not because of anything, because it's a tantric practice. Those unqualified, not allowed. Just like Vajugini, Hiruka, Yamtaka, not allowed. Even in old times, cannot even see the image and statue. This Dharma protector is one of the most practiced Dharma protectors in Tibet and in the world now. In the world. The most practiced. And although you don't see it because it's kept very secret, and the main reason is it's a tantric practice. And so therefore, every successful Dharma center you see out there, especially at the Yellow Hat tradition, some Sakya, trust me, this one's behind it because I've been to all of them. And I'm sneaky. When they're not around, I go and investigate their altar. I open this up, open that up, open this, pick their padlocks. And I'd look at everything. And then I get the little poor me innocent look, and they open it up. Oh, I know how nice. I've seen it all. I go everywhere, and I find out because I've seen it. I like it. I don't do it because I'm a spy. I do it because I love it. I love Dharma. I love to see statues, and I want to see what's going on because I'm interested. And like Lama Sopa Rinpoche himself was one of the greatest lamas of this world, the head of Kopan and over 150 centers around the world. That is their main practice, because I've done puja with Lama Sopa together myself many times. In fact, every time Lama Sopa does a puja, I show up. He said that to me. Something strange about you. When I do this protective puja, you show up. Why, huh? I don't know. He said, join me. I said, sure, sure, sure. I said, oh, I didn't say sure. I said, yes, of course, you know, and I joined him. And the biggest, the most popular Dharma centers in the world is this Dharma protector. Why? This Dharma protector is a Dharma protector, not a worldly god. He's not interested in worldly, crappy little prayers. So, actually, what we need to do is this. In order to do this protector, we need to take refuge. Take our refuge vows and hold it and have very good Guru Samaya. The second prerequisite is we need to have Yamataka, Hiruka, Uyu Samaja, Kala Chakra initiation, one of the higher tantras. We must have one of those initiations. Having had that initiation, if we have done the retreat, it's okay. If we didn't do the retreat, it's all right. Then we go and get initiation of this protector. When we get initiation of this protector, in Tibetan we call it Sokte. Sok is life. It's called life entrustment. I will be conferring that initiation in the future. I will not do it now. Because you need to get higher tantric initiations and you need to have proper guru devotion. So that is the proper procedure of getting this. And then you do the retreat of this protector. And the minimum retreat you need to do is 1 million, which will take you a couple of months. I've completed it all. I've done it all. I've done the Yamataka retreats. I've done the protector retreats. I've done it all with my gurus. It wasn't easy. I did it in North India, no water. Not easy at all, but I loved it. Many signs appeared. So I've received this Sokte from His Holiness. Then when His Holiness Kyabje Sorumchi arrived in America, I said to him, I'm attracted to Benden Lamo because that's previous life. And this one, I said, which one do you think I should do? And then Sorumji said to me, if you like, very nonchalant, I'll give you my protector. Then I got on my knees, I prostrated to him, and I said, please, I would like to have yours. So he gave me the initiation. An initiation of this protector can be only 3 people at a time, not a whole group. So he's very compassionate. He gave it over and over to hundreds of people in America. Even high lamas came to get it from him. I was there because I'm the assistant. So I received it from His Holiness Kyabje Sorumchi when I was around 17, 18. And the commitment is to do puja every single month, have good guru devotion, study the Lam Rim, hold my vows, and to not have inferior motivations. And then this protector will help a lot. You may think, what does this have to do with you? Listen, it has everything to do with you because you won't stay at the level, this level. As you get older, as you go here, you need to know more and more and more things. It will help you. It will help you a lot. So, now that time has come, I feel there's some indications and signs that it's time for me to give more of my students this Dharma protector. I don't give all. It's very rare. Maybe once a year I give one person. I don't give everybody. But there are some special cases, people, that I will give it to. One is people who are afflicted with a lot of problems and difficulties. No matter what they do, they're always afflicted with problems and difficulties. Two is people who want to do spiritual practice, meditations, and they always have obstacles. No money, cannot house, maybe people scream at them, you know, they have crime, they cannot get a job. That. Three is for people going into a very difficult situation and their sustenance, their life, maybe their families depend on it. So they go into a very difficult situation, which they can handle, but to make it more smooth and easy so that they can protect their family and themselves so they can protect their Dharma practice. And then listen very carefully. In very extreme cases of possession, exorcism, spirits, and spirits that not just come and scare you and tickle you and do things to you, but spirits that actually want to take your life away. There's no one more superior than him. There's a few reasons that I'll explain. That's why I need you guys to listen. Today isn't just blah, 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 take your statue home. I want to give you information so that when you take your statue home, when you put it in your home, you know what you have. And you know how to pray. And you know how to maintain so that every year, your relationship with the protector becomes stronger. And I promise you, come to a point where you just ask something, it's like that. And you will receive signs. For some of you, you'll receive dreams and visions of him. I promise you. Why? He's very potent. Why? Because he's very new. There are some Dharma protectors within Tibetan tradition we don't use anymore. Why? Their time in the karma and the relationship is finished, so they re-emanate. Who is this? So, and people who have extreme cases of spirits, and we may think we don't have, but we may have friends that will take their life away, that will create accidents for them, that will create situations where they might die and suffer. This protector is the most ferocious out of the whole pantheon that is very quick to act and very protective. So tonight, you're very lucky. Without initiation, without refuge, without giving you the whole sadhana, the whole sadhana is very long, I'm going to give you a very condensed form of the prayer. I will pass you the oral transmission, which I received from my gurus, and I will teach you to do the mantra. Tikis is going to be a little, there's five main mantras to this protector. I will teach you one main one to do and how to invoke him. I will teach you tonight. So I wish all of you to pay attention and focus. Like I said, it's a little late, never mind. We can sleep tomorrow and the next day. But this one will change our lives. So those of you here today are very fortunate not to listen to me, but to hear about this protector. Very fortunate. I do not openly talk about it. I do not openly give it, and I've never done it in my life. I do not openly even display it like this. This is the first time ever. So it's kind of historic for me. And I do not give it to anyone and everyone. I'm very careful. Why? Why give a child matches to play with? No. So for people who are in extreme danger, very dangerous jobs, mining and, you know, I don't know, you know, bomb, you know, people who disarm bombs and that are life-threatening, or jobs that you go to a situation where the people are very difficult and they create a lot of problems for you. This is the guy. This is the protector. Or spirits. And you know, spirits exist. Not all of us can see them. They exist, and they're quite frightening. For people who don't know about them and what they are, they're quite frightening. And even if they're not frightening, it can disturb you to the point where they can create problems for you and accidents that will bring you harm. And if we let the spirit problem continue, if we don't know how to control it, it will get bigger and bigger and bigger because a doorway opens and they come in. And then we might have friends. So we need to listen. Why? For ourselves and for others. And to protect our livelihood and to make our Dharma practice grow. And this protector, let me tell you something, is the quickest for giving you wealth correctly. People talk about wealth deity Zambalas. I'm very sorry. This one's much quicker than Zambala. Much faster. Much, much faster. Much quicker. And there's a lot of reason for that. I'm not going to go into an extensive thing, but I'm going to give you a little bit because you guys have made the effort, you're here, and you want it. So I have the responsibility to educate you and let you know how, so that when you go home, you know how to do it. Very important. So I'm going to teach you a little bit about the background, how to do the prayer, how to bring him home, how to become close to him. Very short, but effective. And in the future, I will give extensively. I will not promote this protector because he's a yellow hat lineage. I will not promote it because it's my protector. Because he is not a yellow hat protector. He is a protector of the Buddha Dharma. His guru happens to be Tsongkhapa. He protects and helps anyone, Buddhist and non-Buddhist, anywhere. So if anybody thinks he's a Gelugpa protector, let me strike that out. You're wrong. Number two, people say he's Manjushri. Some people say he's a high lama who's become one Guhya Samaja. Hiruka. They're wrong. He is a direct emanation of Lama Tsongkhapa himself. He is Lama Tsongkhapa in a fierce form. He has 32 deities, which fits the 32 different components of Lama Tsongkhapa's body. And there are many statements written by His Holiness Pabongka Rinpoche to support that. So what you're looking at is Lama Tsongkhapa in the most fierce form. I say these eight past Manjushri just make you guys happy, easier lah. But he's actually Lama Tsongkhapa in a very fierce form, a direct emanation. Not an incarnation, an emanation, there's a difference. He is Lama Tsongkhapa. So, therefore you think, why pray to Lama Tsongkhapa? Why pray? Because, let's say your father is a policeman. But if he doesn't have his badge, he can't arrest or protect or do anything for you. But if he has his badge and he can do it, similarly, Lama Tsongkhapa's badge, he emanates as a Dharma protector. As a Dharma protector. His whole lineage derives from Lama Tsongkhapa. His whole lineage comes from Lama Tsongkhapa. His whole lineage arises from Lama Tsongkhapa and leads you back to Lama Tsongkhapa. Why? Wisdom. Wisdom. So, his first life, his name was Dunzin Trapa Gensen. Dunzin Trapa Gensen is his first life. He was a very erudite master and scholar. Very, very erudite. And he lived during the time of Lama Tsongkhapa. He was one of the five principal students of Lama Tsongkhapa. And what's incredible about him is it says that his attainments and his power was that of equal to Lama Tsongkhapa. But being his student, he always remained humble to Lama Tsongkhapa and sat on the floor. And he was the one among many Dharma works that built Ganden Monastery. So he raised the funds. He talked to the sponsors. He maintained a good relationship with the sponsors. Because you can't leave that to Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa can't keep making all the sponsors happy. It would be too many, too much. You know, take away from Dharma work. So he made the sponsors happy. He talked to them. He got the funds. He got the statue makers. He got the wood makers. He got the masonry. He got all of that together. And he organized and supervised the whole building of Ganden Monastery in Tibet. Can you imagine? One little fella, he did all Ganden Monastery. And Dunzin Trapa Gensen's main activity was to help the teachings of Jetsun Kapa to flourish. He worked to remove the obstacles and gather favorable conditions for the dissemination of the precious teachings during his lifetime. It was Jetsun Kapa's wish that the special Dharma derived from Manjushri's wisdom should spread far and wide. And Dunzin Trapa Gensen, as his devoted disciple, worked tirelessly for his guru. Because Lama Tsongkhapa's Dharma was all coming from Manjushri. So Lama Tsongkhapa didn't want this lost. Lama Tsongkhapa wasn't thinking about himself. He was thinking Manjushri's words would be lost. So he told that to Dunzin Trapa Gensen. Dunzin Trapa Gensen spent his whole life tirelessly working to preserve Lord Tsongkhapa's works and to spread it far and wide. Tirelessly. Jetsun Kapa traveled extensively in response to invitations to give teachings. He also engaged in profound retreats for the purposes of writing and meditating. And while he was away, he would leave Dunzin Trapa Gensen in charge of all of his affairs. So he was actually the Changzhi, or the liaison of Lama Tsongkhapa. You see, to be a liaison is not a lowly position, it's a very high position. It means you disseminate the Lama's works out into the world. That's what a liaison does. It was Dunzin Trapa Gensen, for example, who organized the building of Ganden Monastery. Rather than demonstrating miraculous powers, Dunzin Trapa Gensen demonstrated how to practice pure Dharma by relying sincerely upon a spiritual guru devotion, maintaining pure moral discipline, and so forth. Like Jetsun Kapa, he showed that there is no contradiction between the external practice of Vinaya, the internal practice of the Bodhisattva path, and the highest inner practices of secret yoga tantra. Jetsun Kapa's disciple believed that Dunzin Trapa Gensen and Jetsun Kapa were equal in their realizations, abilities, and wisdom. When Jetsun Kapa passed away, his throne was offered first to Dunzin. When Jetsun Kapa passed away, the throne by all the illustrious students offered to him to sit on, to take over as Jetsun Kapa's successor. But Dunzin Trapa Gensen declined and offered to Getsab Rinpoche. So on Lama Tsongkhapa's statue, you see two figures. You see Getsab, the fierce one. I'm sorry, the older one, offered to Getsab. He wanted to go into retreat. So Dunzin Trapa Gensen, he went into retreat and passed away. And during that time, he would attend all of Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings happily, wide awake, and focused. And he would learn and listen. And during one of these many, many talks during Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, there was a white dove flying above Lama Tsongkhapa, circling his head. So Dunzin Trapa Gensen was in the audience. And after the teaching was finished, Lord Tsongkhapa was escorted back to his chambers. And everybody left. And Dunzin Trapa Gensen has clairvoyance and said to the bird, "Why the Lord is giving Dharma teachings, Why are you so disturbing? So the little bird emanated in the form of a young white boy. White, not in Caucasian, a young fair boy wearing white clothes. And he says, I am Nechung. I am the protector of Tibet. I have been entrusted by Guru Padma Sambhava to protect Tibet and the general welfare of Tibet. I am Nechung. But Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings I have attended just now, they are superior in their thought on Madhyamika and the teachings of emptiness. The teachings are very high. And in the future, for people who suffer tremendously, Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings will be relevant in the world. Why? In the future, the world will be based on logic and study and education, not magic and mysticism. Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa's way will be more, reach more people to reach the Dharma, because you're dealing with educated people. You need to give Dharma, not show miracles. So we need a special Dharma protector to make sure Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings do not degenerate or disintegrate before its time, and many people can get it. And the sponsors and the funds and the building and the artisans and craftsmen that we need to build temples to spread Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, we need a special protector to do that job. Will you do it? Nechung himself asked. And then Dusan Trapagan says, no, you're a protector, you can do it. He says, no, I'm a general Dharma protector, but I need something specific. It's like Nechung is like a multivitamin, but he needs an extra dose of C now. So then he says, you should do it. Since you are so devoted to Lama Tsongkhapa and you want to spread the teachings of Manjushri and you want to help and you want to be of great help, you should do it. And then Dusan says, but I'm a Lama, you know, I'm a monk. He says, no, you should do it. Will you do it? So because Dunzin was so dedicated to Lama Tsongkhapa, his guru devotion was so strong, he says, I will. Then Nechung said to him, don't forget your promise. Don't forget. And Nechung disappeared. He's a Dharma protector who resides in Samye in Tibet. He's the one that takes trance, and Dalai Lama convenes and talks with him all the time. He's a state oracle. Then Dusan Trapagansan went into meditation after Lama Tsongkhapa passed and passed away. He built Ganden Monastery. I mean, this is just a short thing. Then he took rebirth in central Tibet as a great Lama called Panchen Sonam Trapa. Like Dunzin, he worked very hard to remove the obstacles of Jet Tsongkhapa, and he was the first Lama in the history of Tibet, listen very carefully, to become the abbot of Gyudo Monastery, Ganden Monastery, Drepung Monastery, Sera Monastery, and to become the 15th golden throne holder of Lama Tsongkhapa. So he became Ganden Tripa. So this great Lama, his next incarnation, was the abbot of Ganden, Sera, Drepung, Gyudo, and the Ganden Tripa. Yes, no one in the history of Tibet has held all these positions simultaneously or in one lifetime. No one. Impossible. Even today, no one has achieved that feat. His erudite scholarliness, his meditational powers, and his presence was so incredible that he became that. And you have to understand, that time, Sera was 6,000 monks, Drepung was 8,000. So when he became their abbot, he was in charge of all these fellas. And the Gyudo Tantra College, that's the college to teach Tantra and disseminate Tantra to make sure Tantra is not degenerated, he was in charge. On top of that, he sat on Lama Tsongkhapa's throne as the 15th patriarch. Now we're on the 101st. The current Ganden Tripa is His Eminence Lungrik Damgyel Rinpoche. He's from Ganden Shatse Monastery. He is the 101st patriarch from Lama Tsongkhapa to now unbroken. And Panchen Soma Trapa made many commentaries and sutras. He wrote 40 volumes of works, where today Ganden Shatse and Drepung use 11 volumes of Panchen Soma Trapa's works to study to become a Geshe. So if you go to Ganden Shatse Monastery, you go to Drepung Losling, the two of the biggest. All the Geshes there must study his writings to become a Geshe. If you don't study that, you can't be a Geshe. Simple. And when you go for debate, you debate his writings. That's written by him. Throughout his life, Panchen Sonam Trapa worked to further Jet Tsongkhapa's doctrine. When he became holder of Jet Tsongkhapa's throne, he composed the following prayer. Since the tradition of Jet Tsongkhapa, the king of Dharma, may flourish, may all obstacles be pacified, may all favorable conditions abound. So the Chuji Jabo Tsongkhapa, Chuji Nama Pewala, written by him when he was the Ganden throne holder. Incredible. Even that prayer he wrote, and that simple prayer that we recite spread all through Tibet. Even a simple two-line prayer he wrote, everybody uses because it's so effective. These prayers are recited every day after teachings and pujas in all Gelugpa monasteries and Dharma centers, indicate that Panchen Sonam Trapa's activities were the same as Dorje Shugden's, working to cause Jetsun Gompa's doctrine to flourish. Later in life, Panchen Sonam Trapa became the spiritual guide of the reincarnation of the first Dalai Lama. So his second incarnation became the guru of His Holiness Jigme Dinjup, His Holiness the first Dalai Lama. Then, it was because of his teachings that the third Dalai Lama became very erudite and converted all of Mongolia into Buddhism because of him. Again. When Panchen Sonam Trapa passed away, he died and remained in single-pointed meditation. Clear light of death for 15 days. He sat 15 days not moving, not breathing, nothing. 15 days. And from his body, it didn't rot. You smell beautiful flowers. And you hear singing. Then his body shrunk to the size of a forearm like that. And from his body, many relics fell out. Even today, we can see lamas do that. It's not a joke. I've seen it. Many thousands of relic pills come from his body for people to eat to clear their mind, burn to chase away spirits, and to heal their body. From his manner of dying, we have realized he's not an ordinary being. Then his next incarnation was Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen. Now this is very important. You guys listen carefully. Some of you, I'll give you this book, so don't worry about notes. Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen was a reincarnation of Panchen Sonam Trapa. Erudite, as great, as fabulous. He lived during the time of the great fifth Dalai Lama, His Holiness Gyawang Ngawang Losan Gyatso. He lived in Drepung Monastery, and both these lamas were disciples of the first Panchen Lama. The first Panchen Lama, which you see up there, the upper right left, was his disciple. And both Dalai Lama and him were disciples of the first Panchen Lama. The first Panchen Lama wrote our Lama Chöpa books that we recite every talk. And there's a further connection because Panchen Sonam Trapa had been the main guru of the third Dalai Lama, and the fifth Dalai Lama was in the same mental communion as the third Dalai Lama. Both Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen and the fifth Dalai Lama were highly respected and considered very pure and precious teachers. Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen studied both Sutra and Tantra mainly under the first Panchen Lama and became a great scholar and meditator. He went to over 100 caves to meditate and receive many direct visions of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So this incarnation likes to hang out in caves, likes to stay in caves, and like to meditate. He made a number of predictions, including the one that he would become Dorje Shugden in the future. So his fame in Tibet became very big, and his Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen had many illustrious students and patrons and sponsors. You see, lamas can't do anything without sponsors. With sponsors, they can spread and do more work. So Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen's sponsor was the King of Mongolia. He had immense wealth. He would come and pay respect to him and offer gold, bars, and silver, brocade, whatever he needed. The minute the Lama opened his mouth, he would just do it. He would just build it for him. The King of Mongolia, the Queen also, and his subjects. So his whole country, the King, is a student of Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen. Then, because of his fame, the Dalai Lama just took power. It's the first time the Dalai Lama took power in Tibet. He became king.
The assistants of the Dalai Lama were very jealous. Oh, they were very unhappy. Very, very unhappy. And you know why? More people were going over to see Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen. More were making offerings to him. So the assistants were jealous. Assistants are normal. Dalai Lama doesn't care, doesn't know anything. So what happens was too many people were going to him, and the assistants felt it was very bad for the Dalai Lama. So they plotted to kill him.
To get rid of him. There's no other way so the Dalai Lama can rise. So what happened was, then Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen had an audience with Nechung. Nechung took trance inside the oracle, the Nechung oracle. And he took trance, and through the oracle, Nechung said to Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen, "Do you remember the promise you made two lifetimes ago?" And Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen says, "No. I don't remember at all." He said, "Are you sure?" He says, "No, I don't remember." So Nechung took some rice, blessed it with mantra, and gave it to him. Eat it. So Tukul Trapa Gyaltsen took it, ate it, immediately he recalled his promise. When he recalled his promise, Nechung said to him, now it's time for you to rise as a Dharma protector. Now it's time. Keep your promise. And Tukul Trapa again says, but I can't. I don't have any anger. But he scolds students, he shouts, he screams. I mean, he was a very, very, very fierce teacher, but he didn't have any anger. He says, I don't have any anger. I can't generate that anger to become that kind of protector. So Nechung says, I will create the causes for you. I will make it happen for you. I will generate the causes for you to become, inverted commas, angry. I'm reciting this from Trijang Rinpoche's own commentary, by the way. I received this 20 years ago from Geshe-la. So I'm not making this up. This is from Trijang Rinpoche's commentary that I remember. Because we were told once, I just memorized it. For me, Dharma is very easy to memorize, so I don't forget details. It's not from here either. Okay, this is from the commentary of Trijang Rinpoche. In any case, then the Dalai Lama's assistants plotted, and they said, oh, we're going to go have audience with him, and while we're having audience, we'll kill him. So because he was highly attained, there was many ways that he couldn't be killed. They tried to stab him, could not. They tried to kill him by magic, cannot. No way to kill him by magic. No way, because they send hantus and stuff. He himself is Lama Tsongkhapa. What hantu is going to run when they see Tsongkhapa? What? So there's only two people that hantus are afraid of, Tsongkhapa and Xiao Qian. Xiao Qian's the lady with the funny hair on the chair. Only these two hantus are afraid of. They love Raymond. They love David. David got a hantu in his room. That's why he's moving out. Yeah, every night harasses him, touches him, molests him. He hates it. Sometimes he likes it, though. Yeah, sometimes he likes it. Most time he hates it because he doesn't want to be molested every day. Yes. So anyways, they came with katas and offerings to see Tukul Trapa Gyantsen. And they went inside the audience room. They strangled him with a kata. So you see, katas were used for other reasons, for killing too. I gave a kata teaching yesterday. You can see on the VC. They took the kata and they strangled him. So as he was being strangled, he generated the mind of enlightenment. And he thought about Lama Tsongkhapa. And he thought he'd offer his life up to Lama Tsongkhapa and to the lineage and to all the people in the future who will practice Buddha's teachings and all the people who have faith in Lama Tsongkhapa. He will take the responsibility to protect, to nurture, to help them, to clear their obstacles, to keep away their difficulties, and to help them in finances. He will be the one. He generated that mind. For those who have faith in Lama Tsongkhapa, I will take the responsibility, protect them, guide them, nurture them. And he died with that last thought. When he died, of course, his attendants threw helter-skelter. And it was a very big thing in that Tibet because he's a very high lama, very, very high. It's like here in Malaysia, if you have a minister killed like that, oh my God, it's major investigation time. Same in Tibet that time. So what happened was the attendants were very angry. They were very pissed off. They found out about the plot. And so they put him on the funeral pier. They built a very big funeral pier for him in Lhasa. And thousands of disciples came, and the king of Mongolia's and all the high lamas all came to pay their last respects to Tukul Trapa Gyantsen. And they just could not light the funeral pier. No matter how much they tried to burn it, it just would not light. Just would not light. Just cannot light. So his assistant was very angry. His assistant's not a light, He took his zen. This is called a zen. And he hit it like that, and he said, some kind of lama you are. You're supposed to be a high lama, and you don't even get revenge, and you don't show any signs. You don't do it. They just simply kill you, and that's it. And he was very angry he did that. And then the Dalai Lama found out what happened. What's the big procession in Lhasa? What's going on? Blah, 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 blah. So the good assistants told him. The bad ones, I don't know. And His Holiness was very disturbed. His Holiness immediately composed a poem, which is still available now, in apology to Tukul Trapa Gyantsen, knowing what happened. His Holiness was very unhappy, very, very, very distraught and very unhappy. Remember, this is the reincarnation of his own teacher. So the good assistants brought the letter down, and it was read to the assembly. The minute it was red, the fire caught. The pier caught fire. From the fire, a tornado appeared. A round, swirling black wind. Very powerful. You think Katrina is big, you should see this one. And it swirled and swirled and swirled. This was him transforming into a Dharma protector. His mind didn't leave just quietly. Tumultuous wind, fire, very strong gust, and earthquake shook Lhasa. So he left the body in a huge tornado-like wind, just left into the sky, and people can see immediately negative omens in the sky. The crops failed. Many, many animals died. Monasteries couldn't lost sponsors. Earthquakes. People became sick. Why? Such a high lama would have benefited so many. The karma to kill such a high lama is very, very heavy. So many, many negative signs came. And His Holiness the Dalai Lama invited very powerful lamas such as Mindruling Rinpoche. Mindruling is a very high Nyingma Rinpoche, and his incarnation is still here with us. And Tantrikas, the highest Tantrikas, the biggest practitioner in Tibet, to do fire puja. Because people thought he became angry and became an evil spirit. But the Dalai Lama knew what he became. But the Dalai Lama needs to prove to the people. Why? If he's not an evil spirit, he cannot be killed. So they do fire puja, jinse. They arrange grand offerings, fire, and they had the highest lamas who attained siddhi on a ladle. And the point is, they invite his mind onto the ladle, and with the mantras, they throw it inside the fire. What is that? That is a ritual to kill an evil spirit that is very powerful, so that when they die, their consciousness takes rebirth in Vajra heaven, Yamataka's heaven. So the funny thing about this fellow was, when he was caught onto the ladle, every time they put it in the fire, he would come up again, and he would appear as Yamataka. So they'd be like, go like that, Yamataka. Go like that, Yamataka. They say, oh, and the Lama said, forget it, I'm not burning Yamataka. This is crazy. He's number one, I can't burn it. Number two, I'm not burning Yamataka. Because in that kind of ritual and type of meditation, if you're a spirit, you're gonna appear as you are. You know, you got your Halloween mask on, it's going to melt with all that fire. Right? So what happens was, he kept appearing as Yamataka. The Lama freaked out. The Lama freaked out and said, oh my God. So immediately, the jinsek was disturbed and stopped. The report was given to Dalai Lama. Of course, Dalai Lama is very happy. He knows. The Dharma protector, etc., immediately came from Sakya, riding on his horse like the wind, red and galloping, with his fabulous five wisdom flags flurrying. And you can hear his sounds and the bells, because he has bells on top, flying and asking Dorje Shugden to come. Why? To enthrone him. Immediately they went to Tashi Lumpo. From Tashi Lumpo, there were some Dharma protectors who stood at the gate and said, no, you can't enter. Who are you? I don't know who you are. So he said, okay, see you later. He went to Sakya. So in Sakya, along with the Dalai Lama, the regent of Tibet, and the king of China at that time. So we have to find out who's the fifth Dalai Lama during the time. Who's the king of China? It says the emperor of China. The emperor of China, the Dalai Lama, and the regent at that time all wrote edicts recognizing him and enthroning him as a Dharma protector. So he was not only recognized in Tibet, he was recognized in China. But it takes time for it to grow. It will grow now. So the king of Tibet, Dalai Lama, the regent, and the king of China, on the ordinary base, enthroned him. On a supernormal base, Setra immediately came him and grabbed him and said, let's go. And introduced him. I mean, this is how we say in worldly terms. Introduce him to other Dharma. Hey, this is the new kid on the block. And I'm authorizing who he is. I am Setra. So the other guys kind of kept quiet, you know, because Setra is a pretty big, tough guy. So he became very close to Setra, and he became the brother or the confidant. So whenever there's a Setra oracle in Tibet, Dorje Shugden will enter. Whenever there's a Dorje Shugden oracle, Setra will enter. And usually, if Dorje Shugden talks, Setra will come and say, I have nothing to say. Whatever he says is good enough. Always. Because in Ganden, we have Sarah. Ganden, we have oracles. Ganden, blessed by Trijaya Ramji, that take trance of Setra and Dorje Shugden. And when one talks, the other one says, oh, exactly the same. No conflict, all the time. And the way they come, their mannerism, the way they move, you know they're different. You know who they are. They can tell immediately. Usually when they come, their hand implements and the way they hold their hands will indicate who they are, who's entered the being. If you ask them directly, they'll tell you who it is. And so, he became enthroned and he resided in Sakya. Because at that time, Gelupas didn't really pray to him much. The Sakyas prayed to him. The Sakyas kept him there. He rode on a horse. As time went on, his mount changed to that of a lion. Why? Because it is predicted in his tantra, he will be the 15th Buddha to manifest on this planet to give teachings in Bodh Gaya. He will be the 15th. Kunga Ningbo. Alright? And the current Buddha is the 4th, Shakyamuni. He will manifest as the 15th. That's one. Two. When he became a protector, his time has come, but it's not yet there. Now the time has come, according to Trijang Rinpoche, where his precedence, his fame, his name, his power will grow into the world, will completely grow. Grow and grow and grow now. Bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And therefore, the Dalai Lama again played a very pivotal role. Let me explain to you. The Dalai Lama says that he's a bad protector and we shouldn't pray. Everybody cannot pray to him except Trijang Rinpoche. Uh-huh. Like, if he's evil, why can Trijang Rinpoche pray and we can't pray? And if Trijang Rinpoche can pray, Trijang Rinpoche needs assistance to make the dharmas, to do the pujas, like I need assistance. I mean, they need to pray too. Then he needs someone to make his statues and tankas. And then he has students, he's going to pass it to them, so he's going to grow up. And that was the announcement in Ganden. Nobody is allowed to pray to him except Trijang Rinpoche. Uh-huh. Why only Trijang Rinpoche gets to pray to a demon? That was his edict, the Dalai Lama, this Dalai Lama. And what's incredible is that the minute the Chinese in China heard that this protector, the Dalai Lama, doesn't like and hurts the Dalai Lama, they promoted all over Tibet and China. They're building temples and they're building images all over to promote him. You can read that in books now by Glenn Mullen, that the Chinese are furiously promoting him because the Chinese government here, this hurts the Dalai Lama. We want to get rid of Dalai Lama while we hate him. And so the Dalai Lama does so many things that are excellent, but why does he make a mistake? You know, even forget religious people. It's like in the Catholic Church, you say we can't pray to Mother Mary anymore. It's that equivalency. All human rights around the world, if you check the net, are talking against His Holiness, that one point. Say he's a man of peace, he's wonderful. Why that? Why? How can you suppress religion or pray? Even in America, you pray to devils and Satan, whatever you want. You can pray any you want. So the human rights groups all over America are condemning His Holiness for this. And we're thinking to ourselves, I mean the smart people are thinking, why would His Holiness put His neck out like that? Because He's the yellow hat. He himself is a Lama Tsongkhapa student, so He can't openly promote it. Therefore, He puts it down, so China promotes it. When China promotes it, it's already been predicted very clearly, China will be a very strong force in the world. Economic influence, just like America. You know, today McDonald's is wonderful. Why? It's not wonderful. Because America's wonderful, so we believe everything from America's wonderful. But in our lifetime, China's going to reach that precedence. China's going to be very big, and it's going to control the East. So everything from China is going to grow. So therefore, China is Buddhism. China's Yidam is Lama Tsongkhapa. Go to Yonghegong, you see in the heart of Beijing, the king of China has built a huge Tsongkhapa there. Yonghegong, I've seen it myself. And he's already been established by the Chinese emperors of the past as a Dharma protector. And his temple now is being built in the five peaks of Manjushri, by the way. Wu Dai San. Yeah, his temple is being built there now to protect the place. So his practice in China will grow and grow. And from China, all the Asian countries say, hey, China likes it, we like it too. So you see, the Dalai Lama is so kind. He said that in order to promote it. Because in Trijang Rinpoche's text, it says, in the future, the Dalai Lama and Dorje Shugden will work hand in hand to promote each other. Outwardly, it looks like a conflict. Inwardly, it's to promote. Why? How can two bodhisattvas fight? A. B. If this Dharma protector is evil, do you not think Dalai Lama cannot do a ritual and get rid of him? Do you think that Dalai Lama cannot just do a fire puja and say bye-bye? Why does Dalai Lama let this evil protector run all over the place and do all kinds of funny things? It's very simple. He can get rid of it. What? Some more people say, if you practice a protector, it cuts the Dalai Lama's life. What? You mean one little evil spirit can cut the Dalai Lama's life? Then, you know, what about the rest of us schmucks? If you're so attained 14 lifetimes and you're Avalokiteshvara and the spirit can bother you, then I think I'll convert, you know, either be an atheist or something. See, all that doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. So the truth is, as Trijang Rinpoche has said, the Dalai Lama is promoting him all over the world, indirectly. The biggest Dharma centers all over practice. So what am I telling to you guys? That doesn't concern you. Tibet doesn't concern you. China doesn't concern you. Nothing concerns you. What concerns you is this. Those evil little spirits running around following you all the time, disturbing the crap out of you. You having to earn a living, obstacles, being free from difficulties and problems. This is the guy. This is the guy. And going into a slightly bit of detail, and I'm going to, Pabongka said, the aggregates, elements, sources, and limbs of Lama Lobsang Tuwan Dojichang, Lama Tsongkhapa, appear in the aspect of the five lineages of Dojishugden and their retinue. Realizing that in reality I am practicing yoga, the 32 deities of the body mandala, I offer this practice to you, O five lineages of Dojishugden. Please accept it with delight. You are inseparable from Lama Tsongkhapa. Inseparable. Then he has five main emanations. This is the principal one, which is fine. Then he has a peaceful one on an elephant. He has a control one on a dragon. He has an increased one that gives us money on a horse, yellow Palomino horse. And then he has the very fierce, scary one riding on a Garuda, dripping with blood. And Vairochana Dorji Shugden, the peaceful one, is a manifestation of the form aggregates of Lama Tsongkhapa. Ratna Shukden is increase. Ratna is giving, wealth, is a manifestation of the aggregate of feeling of Lama Tsongkhapa, tactile feeling. Padma Shukden, control, red one, is the manifestation of this, of the aggregate of discrimination of Lama Tsongkhapa. And Karma Shukden, Chakpul, means the fierce one on Garuda, is a manifestation of the compositional factors of Lama Tsongkhapa. Some people believe that Dorje Shugden is the emanation of Manjushri who shows a worldly aspect, but that is incorrect. He is not in a worldly aspect. He is Lama Tsongkhapa. His form reveals, his whole body teaches you the Dharma. He's a fully ordained monk, which shows you, hold your vows. Hold moral discipline. In his left hand, he holds the heart of an enemy. This one means destroy ignorance, destroy self-grasping mind. That is the heart of samsara. That is the heart of your suffering. And in holding it here means his principal way is to guide you to destroy self-cherishing mind. He wears a yellow golden hat that represents Nagarjuna's pure middle way view, Madhyamika, which is prevalent in Tibet. And if we meditate and study that, we achieve emptiness. We can fly. We can walk through walls. Principle, Nagarjuna. His right hand holds a wisdom sword, and that wisdom sword is curved, and it's on flames. Why? Like a pointy sword that can penetrate and kill something. With Nagarjuna's view of emptiness, you can kill and penetrate through samsara. And the sword at the same time will represents, he will remove your obstacles. His lion is a symbol of four fearlessnesses or the four noble truths of Lord Buddha. That he has realized the four noble truths. So on the basis of the four noble truths, he acts as a Dharma protector. So sitting on the lion is not he went to the forest and caught a lion. Sitting on the lion, fearlessness, the king of animals, means he has become the king of beings, a Buddha. So therefore, the lion has four legs representing the four types of fearlessness or the four noble truths of Lord Buddha. He is sitting on those attainments firmly. And this is very good for us. He has a jewel-spitting mongoose purse on his left arm. See, in India, mongooses represent wealth and good luck. You know, it's a good portent. So he has a mongoose here spitting jewels, and then incorrect on the bottom, he has a bowl where jewels fall down. This represents that he is a wealth deity. See, not all Dharma protectors can help you get wealth. If you practice Dorje Shugden wealth, he will secure your wealth, he will help you get wealth, and he will maintain your finances and help you. Oh, definitely. If you devote yourself to him with correct motivation, wealth will come onto you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so the mongoose represents that. It's very simple. No more deeper than that. He's a wealth god. Sajjan's like, why didn't you tell me this before I bought Zambala? It's okay. Zambala is a Buddha. You collect merit. Now you can buy a big one of him. I have a 30-inch one coming, which you can sponsor. Yes. You'll love it. For me, of course, lah. The single eye in his forehead, the single eye, represents he sees the past, the present, and the future at the same time, and things that ordinary eyes cannot see, he can see. So therefore, he can see what's good for you and not good for you. So if you pray to him and you don't get your wish, don't get pissed off and throw the milk at him. Sometimes the wishes we have can lead to something worse in the future. So he doesn't always grant us what we want the way we want it. So if we really trust, we surrender. We pray and we surrender. I would like it this way, but you do it even better for me. Example, if you say, hey, you know, I want that airplane. You know, I want to get there. I want to blah, 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 blah. And you do his mantra, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you won't get it because if you get the airplane, you might have an accident and die. You don't know that. Maybe you say, may I have a safe trip? You know, I'm going to go to Japan, and may I have a safe trip, and you do black tea to him, and then on the way, you lose your air ticket. You're like, oh my God, what kind of Dharma protector is this? You can't even protect my air ticket. But maybe you hear later, something happened to the airplane, or there was an earthquake. You will manifest like that. Let me tell you, with my own eyes, I've seen it, how he manifests. Sometimes with a few students, when we're doing, we're sitting in front of his chapel in my house, and we're just talking. If I mention something that I want to do that's good, immediately the water in the front will overflow. Who was with me when that happened? Anybody here? Yeah, David. Tell us about that. He was standing there. We got a shock, right? David, for the first time, said, oh, Buddhas do exist. BVTC. Tell us what happened. He was with me. What were we talking about? And right at that cue, what happened? Water overflowed right in front of our eyes. And he gives that kind of science all the time. Let me tell you, he's very affectionate too. Trijaya Rinchi's been practicing it every single lifetime. Trijaya Rinchi's previous life, when he was young, he was a little naughty. High lamas are usually naughty. So he doesn't want to do his studies. He's hanging around in his room playing with his toys, you know. And when his tutor comes, the tutor's going to beat him. So the protector doesn't want his little Trijaya Rinchi to be beaten, so he'll make crackling sounds. Near him, so Trijaya Rinchi, oh, I better pretend I'm studying. Many, many times, that Trijaya Rinchi wrote in his own biography, even to protect me from my tutor's bamboo stick, he will make sounds and protect me. Yeah. And when the Dalai Lama, when Tibet was seized by Mao Zedong's guards that time, seized, and they were shelling Lhasa, shelling, bombing, 1959. The Dalai Lama asked Trijaya Rinchi to ask the famous oracle, Kangsa Kuten. Kangsa is a famous Dorje Shugden oracle in Tibet. And then the oracle went into trance. Trijaya Rinchi couldn't go because he's too high. So he sent his assistant, another Rinchi, his student, to have audience to ask, should the all-knowing holder of the lotus lead Tibet or stay? Incredible. The protector immediately, Dorje Shugden, entered immediately and did a dance, did a very powerful dance. And he took his sword and he threw it, and it landed on the ground with a kata. And he says, hold this sword at your entourage. Tell His Holiness, leave now. I will be with him. Nothing will come. Leave now. So in the middle of the night, because of Dorje Shugden's instructions, Trijaya Rinchi All of them had to wear lay clothes for the first time in their life. And his sister's holiness, the royal mother, the holy mother, the mother of his holiness, and his brothers and sisters, and the high lamas, Ling Rinchi, all that, and the few monks from Ganden, Sera, Drepung, onto the entourage of his holiness, and there are 100,000, you know, escape into the night, even though Yeshu didn't told them how to go, where to go. And why we have monks living today who were there, who witnessed this. This is written in Trisha Rinpoche's own biography, and the Dalai Lama told him to write it, by the way. You'll read in the beginning of the biography, the Dalai Lama asked me to write it, I'm not interested. From Tibet, Lhasa, to India, all the way, it was Dorje Shugden who guided. And there were an area near India that was very white. You'll see in the in Kundun, you'll see in the movie, a white snow-blanketed area. And I mean, they stick out like, you know, sore thumbs. The Chinese, immediately, airplanes above, looking for Dalai Lama. Because you know what? Right after Dalai Lama escaped, they bombed, they shelled, and they went one by one looking for the Dalai Lama to check if he's dead or not in Lhasa. But he escaped. And on the way, immediately when he was escaping in an open area, a huge cloud, this the Dalai Lama said himself, a huge cloud covered the whole entourage, and the planes flew over, couldn't see anything, went off. That was the biggest danger they had. That was him. And every single day, the Kampa, one section of Tibet, very tough guys who sworn their life to the devotion of the Dalai Lama, right? Carry swords and rifles. They don't care about Buddhism. You want to say anything about Dalai Lama, they kill you at the end. Not everybody in Tibet were holy. Anyways, they're called Chushi Gantruk. Four waters, six rivers, six mountains. They're an association that protects the Dalai Lama, bodyguards. They're protected by Dorje Shugden. Every day in the morning, they make sung offering. Juniper, they like we do outside here, juniper every day, and black tea guide us. Every single day. And it took, what, 20 days? 15, 20 days? For his, 1 month for His Holiness to traverse across the long way to India. And if it wasn't for His Holiness escaping from Tibet, we wouldn't be here right now. We wouldn't be here. And the one that took him out was Dorje Shugden. Again, the protector of the Dharma. Oh, this one you can read in Trisha Rinpoche's biography. You can go onto the internet, Shtetini sites, S-C-H-E-T-T-I-N-I. You'll hear about monks from Sera. Oh, I have it burned, actually. You can get it. Who talk about it. That they were there. They were one of the armed forces. They were there to protect His Holiness. And the oracle, everything. So, if the protector can take care of someone like His Holiness and help him escape from Tibet and high lamas, I think he can take care of us. I think there wouldn't be a problem. Now, the secret. Listen to this. Listen to this very carefully. We're near the end. If we can understand well the nature and functions of Dorje Shugden, we can understand the benefits that rely upon him. Dorje Shugden always helps, guides, and protects pure and faithful practitioners by granting blessings, increasing their wisdom, fulfilling their wishes, and bestowing success on all their virtuous activities. Dorje Shugden does not help only Gelugpas, because he is a Buddha and he helps all living beings, including non-Buddhists. The sun benefits even those born blind, giving them warmth and ripening the crops that become their food. But they should gain their sight, how much more obvious its benefit would be. In a similar way, although Dorje Shugden protects even those who do not make an effort to rely upon him, when our eyes of faith in him open and we rely upon him sincerely, we will gradually become more and more aware of the help that we receive from him. Listen very carefully. In a similar way, although Dorje Shugden protects even those who do not make an effort to rely upon him, when our eyes of faith in him open and we rely upon him sincerely, we will be gradually more and more aware of the help we receive from him in his presence. Oh, you will feel it. Sometimes you'll feel him near you. I promise you. If we sincerely wish to experience the benefits of rely upon Dorje Shugden, we must rely upon him constantly over a long period of time, steadily improving our connection with him. In this way, we will begin to notice his beneficial influence into our lives and future lives. We should understand that the principal function of a Dharma protector is to protect our Dharma practice, not to help our mundane affairs alone. Bearing this in mind, we should not become discouraged if we do not suddenly become very wealthy. But wealth does not necessarily help spiritual practice and can be a distraction. If we sincerely rely upon Dorje Shugden, he will arrange the conditions that are most conducive for our Dharma practice, and this will not necessarily be the ones that we will ourselves has chosen! Dorje Shugden will bless our minds to help us transform difficult situations into the spiritual path, and he will open the wisdom eye of his faithful followers, enabling them to always make the right decisions, although physically they may find themselves alone. Inwardly, those who put their trust in him will never be apart from a very powerful ally and a wise and compassionate guide. One Lama called Gyara Tukul Rinpoche, whose incarnation now is in Drepung, wrote a prayer to Dorje Shugden expressing his gratitude. He was sent to a very distant part of Tibet. Nomads, no food, nothing. First, you gave me a highly qualified spiritual guide whom I studied under and practiced Dharma. When through following misleading advice I came close to entering the wrong paths, you immediately hooked me back into the correct path. This Lama spent many years in a country where he did not even know the language and where conditions were very difficult. However, he became highly respected and many people sought his wise counsel. He realized that all his spiritual practice, happiness, health, and success came from Dorje Shugden and not from himself. In the same prayer, he wrote, "Om Dunzin, King of Dharma, I thank you for your kindness. Your body is a synthesis of all Sangha jewels. Your speech is a synthesis of all Dharma jewels. And your mind is a synthesis of all Buddha jewels." Now, that would conclude the little bit of explanation I wanted to give you on his background and how he became into being. The last part is his practice. The Gelugpa started practicing him more only a few generations ago. My guru is Sarang Rinpoche. Sarang Rinpoche's guru is Trijang Rinpoche. Trijang Rinpoche's guru is Pabongka. Pabongka is Dapo Dorje Chang. So before that, there was no really any systemized practice within Gelugpa for 600 years to him. So he's not really Gelugpa. Dapo Dorje Chang went into meditation. This is Dapo Dorje Chang, a great master. Dapo Dorje Chang, Pabongka Dorje Chang, Trijang Dorje Chang, Kejo Sarang Rinpoche. I made that here. It'll benefit all of you. I put that up. So Dapo Dorje Chang went into meditation, and he can literally travel astral body. He left his body, went to Ganden Heaven. In front of Lama Tsongkhapa, Dunsin Trabagensin sitting there. "Please expound the tantras of Dorje Shugden so that I may reveal it now. It's the time." Immediately from Lama Tsongkhapa's heart, lights went out to Tukku Trabagensin. From Tukku Trabagensin's heart, light went out to under the throne of Lama Tsongkhapa. From under the throne of Lama Tsongkhapa, Dorje Shugden, his five principal aspects, and the 32 on his entourage, 9 mothers, 8 monks, and 10 youthful and wrathful assistants appeared in a complete mandala in front of Dapo Dorje Chang and conferred on him initiation, oral transmission, instruction, and completely gave him the whole prayer. Dapo Dorje Chang memorized it, of course, instantly, came down in meditation, and wrote it. He wrote it down upon waking from his trance. And therefore, we have this prayer called a song, a melodious drum dispelling obstacles in the 10 directions. It's a very famous prayer that's done all over Tibet, and it's this thick. All right? It's been translated already. And then that was passed down to Trijang Rinpoche, Pabongka Rinpoche. Pabongka Rinpoche gave the initiation to Trijang Rinpoche, and from Trijang Rinpoche, it spread all over the world. Trijang Rinpoche, all over. And that's how the lineage came. Because the lineage is very new, very quick, very important. So in the future, I will definitely be conferring the initiation on you guys to become very close. You'll think, well, if you give me the statue and pray now, what's the difference? The difference is this. Listen carefully. During initiation, I will give you his heart. And you will sign, not a paper, you will sign an allegiance to him. And you know what will happen? He will follow you every single lifetime until you become a Buddha to protect you. That will be his vow. So when you receive initiation, you will have that benefit. If you don't receive, it's just this life. So that's called Sokde. So before that, I must prepare all of you on the sutra practices. Lamrim, 50 verses Guru devotion. Some of you are shout, some of you are scream. Get your mind ready. Those of you who cooperate very easily with me, you'll receive the initiations and practices and get the benefits very quick. Those of you always, whatever I tell you to do, you protest and fight. It's very difficult for me to give you anything in the future. If you always doubt me, it's very difficult. So then second is you'll be conferred either Yamantaka or Heruka. After that, you'll be conferred Vajugini. And then we're going to do retreats. I'm going to give you extensive teachings on that. After we receive that, we'll receive this Holy Protector's initiation. And then my job with all of you will be done. From here it will spread. There are many lamas in the world spreading this now. Many, many. It's all linked. Then my job will be done. And then up to you to do practice. So what we need to do is everything we do in our organization is to spread Buddha's teachings, Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings. So if we say, oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, this I'm too good for that. Or this is not good enough for me. We bring Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings down. Always. If we're not harmonious with each other, we bring Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings down. From this protector, sponsors, help, people, talent will all be attracted. And the only thing holding them back is our harmony and our example that we set out. Remember that. The example that we set out. So if Rinpoche gives us instruction, we don't do it. Always make noise. You chase sponsors away. You chase people away. People, I don't want to be involved with all that mess. Painful. So the only thing stopping us from all of that is harmony, trust, and faith. We will never, in our organization, I don't know about other people, we will never do anything that harms others, that go against the rule of the government. And we will always support His Holiness and all great lamas. If we do anything contrary to that, He will not be happy and He will not help you. Then on a personal level, some people think, oh, I'm not interested in all that stuff. On a personal level, we should respect our parents. We should respect our husbands and wives. And we should do our duty as good people, citizens, then He'll be happy also. You do anything negative, He won't. And if you say nicely, don't think He's stupid. He's got a third eye. He can see one what? He will help. He will be very powerful in places that are very poor and very difficult, that suffer a lot, poverty-stricken. People should build chapels to Him, like in China. He told me the other day, you went to some villages, very poor, right? Oh, yes. You should ask them. Bring a statue like this, build a small chapel, have them pray. The village will grow. Definitely. When they need rain, it will rain. When they need to stop rain, it will stop. People who need wealth or crops, it will grow. You should build many chapels in China in the future to Him. Oh yes, why not? It's not very expensive. It's about 2,000 or ringgit or something, I don't know. The whole definitely is very, very beneficial. All right, so I haven't taught about it, I haven't taught it, I haven't explained in the past why. There's so many other things to explain, but now the time has come. And even though I have so many students, only a few of you are here. Why? You're the ones that need it. You're the ones that need it. Then, when you want to do His practice, now listen carefully. I'm not going to go into more details about His lineage and all that stuff. It's enough. Because another time, I'll give you more extensive, much more extensive. You guys will be really excited. But today, when you invite a Buddha home, you should have flowers ready. Incense outside. You should have the table for him or the altar, everything ready and cleaned. If you're going to invite a very important guest, forget about a guest. Even we have a very pretty girlfriend. We do a lot of preparations for her, don't we? For a Buddha, we have to do much more than a pretty girlfriend. So if we have a guest or a minister, we have someone big coming, we're going to clean the house, make sure we got good food, flowers, and it smells nice. Outside, we're waiting at respect. We need to do that. So what we need to do is we need to prepare a place for him on our altar. Best is this. Best. This is the best altar. If you can do it, fabulous. If you can't do it, it's okay. You have a Lama Tsongkhapa statue? Because he's a Lama Tsongkhapa fanatic. Fanatic. You have a Lama Tsongkhapa statue on a higher level, and below Lama Tsongkhapa, you put his statue. If you're not able to afford that for any reason or it's not possible, never mind. If you're in the main chapel, it's okay. If you have a room that's a chapel and there's your Yidamba protector, that's okay. Then you can put him on the side. That's okay. He must be covered. And only the people of the house may open and look at him. Outsiders, no. Just actually, Vajragini is even more secret. We're not supposed to show her to anybody, but it's okay. Times are different now. She's more secret. You can't even look. When I was young, my guru wouldn't let me look at her statue. Would not allow. I would go like that when he wasn't around. Not allowed to. If he recited her prayers, he told me, get out. Not allowed. So, we should have our altar clean and ready and nice. We should have silver offering bowls. Why? He doesn't need silver. He doesn't need wealth. He doesn't need jewels. But you need to make offerings to Lama Tsongkhapa in the fierce form to collect merit. You need it. You should have beautiful offerings in the front. And every single day, you can offer milk. You can offer tea. You can offer alcohol. You can offer beer. You can offer Coca-Cola, up to you. See, milk and tea in Tibet was a big thing. Tea came from China and was very expensive, so offered black tea was a big deal. Offer milk was a big deal because milk was scarce. So now it's like milk and tea is nothing. Maybe here we offer Coca-Cola is okay also. So we offer black tea. So what we should do is we set up offerings every day for him in incense. And we put the offering bowls. We can just put 8 bowls, 7 bowls, 7 or 8, doesn't matter. Fresh, clean water. A bowl of milk. Black tea. That's black tea, what we call black tea. Black tea is serkim, golden drink. So it's literally as serkim, golden drink that brings you gold. And incense. So we should set that up beautifully. So on the altar, we should have Lama Tsongkhapa, a stupa, and a Dharma book. And very excellent is a photo of our Lama, because it's the kindness of our Lama that we received. So he's one with our Lama. And then below that, on the next level, is Dorje Shugden. If that's not possible, could Lama Tsongkhapa left, put him on the right. Okay, too. If that's still not possible, then you can have him just in the center. You put Lama Tsongkhapa picture on the wall in the back. That's okay, too. Not a problem. Everything's okay. All right? And then you set it up. And if you're sick, you can't make the offerings, it's okay. If you're not able to do it because you're in a rush, it's okay. At least offer a cup of black milk or a tea or black tea or milk or something. Make a connection every day. You need to eat every day, so you make an offering to the Buddhas. If you don't do, he won't hate you, no. He won't even like, oh, he's not getting an offering, I'm not going to help him today. No, don't think like that. He's not a god. He's a Buddha. If you make offerings, you make a connection. And what would be very nice is offer him jewels, pearls, turquoise, gold, and you hold it. Let's say it's our mother's birthday. Of course, we get something for our mother and take her out to eat. Also, we can get some jewelry, some gold or silver or whatever we can afford, pearls, and we think, I love my mother so much, I don't know what to do for her. May she always be safe, protect her. And then we recite our mother's name, think about it, and we offer it to him. Then when he wears that, every day he wears that, is dedicated for our beautiful mother. And we can do it every year. And our birthdays, our own birthday, what's the best gift to give ourselves? An offering to Dorje Shugden. We always think, birthday me, give me, birthday boy, give me. No, on your birthday, you offer to the real birthday boy and you'll be fine. Anniversary. And someone you love died. Make an offering for them. Up to you, whatever you can. And offer fresh flowers, fresh milk, anything, potato chips. And then you can leave the offerings overnight. Next day, you eat it. Don't think, oh, I like to eat that. Offer him, then I take that. Eat la. No, you think, what I like to eat, I offer. Because, you know, if you like to eat, you know, siu bao, and you know, you eat siu bao, but you get him pretzels, you hate pretzels, what's the point? You offer what you like, but you leave it there. You can eat it next day thinking it's a blessing. Clean it every day. And you can move it anytime you want. You know, like Chinese, you know, only once a year you can move it. And otherwise, it's bad luck. You know, the gods are angry or whatever. Because once a year, the gods all go on vacation or something. They're not inside the statue. So that day, you can clean what? What's that day called? Dangjie. You know, the gods all go on vacation, so they're not inside. Look, it's true for the Taoist gods because they're gods. But for him, he's never on vacation. And you can move him around. You can kick him. You can knock him over. You can cut his head off. He won't get upset if your motivation is good. Don't think you can ever make him angry. Don't ever think you can make him angry. He is beyond anger. If you accept him as your Dharma protector from today on, all you need is this one. You say, oh, what's the Setrap? Setrap is his brother, outer and inner. Setrap is general. Inner is yourself, is Dorje Shugden. And then if you have friends that are in trouble, bring him. Show them. Have them pray. Have them pray. Don't give them the mantra. Don't give them the mantra unless you have your guru's permission. You use the mantra for them. For them, if they want to recite, ask them to recite Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra. Ming me tewe te jin chen. In front of him, ming me tewe te jin chen. Recite Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra to him. Very effective. Very effective. And then you know what? I make you guys bomos, okay? You can take a beautiful container and fill it with rice, clean rice. and cover it and keep it under him, under me, right in front. Okay? And ask him, always bless it. And leave it there. And in times of danger, someone's going on a long trip, you can take the rice and throw it on the car or the vehicle or them. Or you can take some with you. Or if someone's possessed or has spirits, you can take their rice, recite his mantra, throw it, or have them eat some. It will be very effective. And if you have important letters, if you have important documents, something that you need to submit, what you do is you take the letter and you put it under his snow lion. Okay? So if it's like this, I show you. These are little tricks I'm going to teach you guys, all right? And it's for free, so I better get a big fat ang pao after this. Big, big fat ang pao. And I'm talking about, not those little teeny red Chinese ones you give me. I'm going to give you Western Manila A4 size ang paos. And I write ang pao. Fill it up. Okay? Letters like that. You have letters, documents, whatever. Put it right under him like this. And keep it there for 1-2 days. 3 days is the best. Anything else is okay. Even 1 day is okay. Keep it like that. And then when you're done, make an offering to him. Offer incense. Take it out. Oh, yes, it's very... This one, Lati Rimji taught me. Yes, Lati Rimji. None of this I made up. I dare not. None of it. So if you have a small statue, well, you can make something of a base for him, and under the base can be hollow, and you put something under him. It's symbolism. Very, very powerful. The energy just drips. And then I'm going to teach you the prayers now. Very short and very easy and very sweet. This one, no, where's the prayers? Okay. Pass it out to the ones who don't have, please. I'm going to give you the prayer. Then I'll pass you the oral transmission of the mantra, the power of the mantra I give to you, which I receive from Song Rinpoche. And then I'll do a small puja to generate this, to ask them to go to your place, and then we're done. This prayer, do not reproduce and give to anyone. Do not show anyone. Keep it very private and keep it very secret. Maybe you can reduce it and make it small, keep it somewhere into your sadhana book. Do not show, do not reveal anyone. Keep it completely secret. The more secret this practice is, the more effective it will be. Just like Hiruka, Vajugini, Guyu Samaja, Yamantaka. Those practices, when you do the meditations, you should do it very secretly. Be much more effective. Much, much more. Faster. You can do his practice during the day, during the night. If you can do this every day, oh, it's wonderful. Very important is when you're about to go for a job, you're about to go for something important, you're about to leave the house, just think like that. He said this himself. Means think that I am behind you. Think I am with you. And confidence and do it. So if you need to make a speech, you're scared, think about him. If you need to bomo a client for good reasons, think about him. If you only talk to him about money, 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 and the reason is your selfish desires, he's not going to help you. Why? If you get the money, you create more negative karma. He's not stupid. He's not stupid. He's a Dharma protector. He's not a worldly protector. So what you should do before this is... No, you didn't put the Guru Yoga, huh? Yeah, pass it out. Pass it out. Anything else to pass out? Yeah. When I pass the lung, those who I think have the lung get it. Fat monk, not today. You didn't finish your prostration. When you finish your prostration, you get it. Will you finish? No, you won't. You've been telling me 8 years. Okay. Can I have a copy? This can be your sadhana. For those who don't have a sadhana, this can be your sadhana every single day. Sadhana is things that you invoke blessings with. All right? So every single day, you do the Guru Yoga Lama Tsongkhapa. You can do it in English, or you can do it in Tibetan. Now, you recite it through until you get to this point. All right? When you get to Mikzema Mantra, on the fifth page here, it says number 5. I don't know why 5. Here, number 5, Mikzema. Everybody see that? Mingme tsebe techin chene zik, dreamme kembe ombo jambe yang, duvo ma yin, jongsi sangwa da, ganjin kebe zin zin kwa, losan trabi shala so de. You should recite that 3, 7, 21, or 1 mala. 3, 7, 21, or 1 mala. All right? After you finish that, zamsha means stop, stop and go to the Dorje Shugden. Short prayer. His long one is very long. Short prayer. Then you recite this one. You recite this one. All right? Until you get to the mantra part. If you keep this protector from today on as your heart protector, your personal one, you will see a huge difference in your lives. Huge. Huge difference. You will see it with time. For you, are you going to do it? You want to do it every day? Are you sure? Think about it. No force. Okay, now, you want to do it every day? You sure? You commit every day? All right. Then I'll give you the mantra. Yours will be the increase aspect, Geva. Especially for people, villages, and people have difficulties and poverty and problems and sickness. Very, very effective, all right? Let me just make sure, because these are very old. If you have free time, you do the mantras more, even better. If you have some certain situation in your family, your friends, that's very dangerous, or you need help, do more. And carefully listen. If you're focusing on someone else, instead of the lights going to you from him, you visualize the lights going to that person. And when the lights go to that person, you feel that their obscuration, their negative karma is cleared. You think like that very strongly. And then you put a protective egg over them, a red protective egg. You think that's your visualization. It's not your visualization. It will be your visualization which he works through. So concentrate.
If you do this practice well, you will receive dreams that are very vivid. And for some of you, you have visions. You'll see him come. I won't tell you how he comes to you. Because if I tell you, then I pre-program your mind. I'm not going to do that. If any of you have any special dreams, write it down and I'll share and tell other people. It's private, let me know. And I'll tell you what it means. Alright?
So I will not tell you how he comes in dreams. Like I said, I don't want to pre-program you. So whether it's in Tibet or here, he gives the same dreams. That's going to be unique. And when you tell me, I go, oh, okay, good. Alright? You make pearl skirt. Make pearl skirt and make all pearls. You can do whatever you want. It's from your heart. And make offerings and then make a grant. And then there's something that you keep forever. When you bring the statue home, you're bringing a very powerful, strong, very generous and protective ally. A very good ally. And he will show you signs and manifest things very fast to you. And you think, oh, but I was praying to set up. Am I a traitor? Oh, trust me. If your best friend is Badawi, and then you happen to meet, what's his name? The king of Thailand wants to be your friend too. Are you a traitor? No, you have two good friends. Why not? Why not? And these two good friends, they're very good friends. Setrup is the one that enthroned him. Like I'm a reincarnated lama, I was enthroned by Khensa Rinpoche, a senior lama. I can't just walk in the mall and say, hi, I'm a Rinpoche, enthrone me. They got to prove who I am. So you need a senior lama to enthrone you. Like that, he needs a senior Dharma protector to enthrone him within the hierarchy. And Setrap is the one that enthroned him. They're very, very close. In Tibet, wherever you go, Ganden, Tashi Lama, everywhere you go, you see his statue and Setrap together, always. Always. You got those emails saved? Setrap and Ganden and all that stuff? The pictures I sent you, you have it? You didn't delete it, right? Of in Ganden, Tashi Lombo, all that, right? Okay, send it to the new people. Send it to Maple and Tiki so they take a look in Tibet even now. And what's his name? Oh, yeah, and then Raymond, send it to them. They'll be very happy to see in Tibet, all right? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a ritual. Oh, no. I'm going to do oral transmission with all of you. And when I do the oral transmission, you guys need to make 3 prostrations. And do not make prostrations to ordinary being. Think that the person you're making prostration to is actually Yamantaka. Think it's 34 arms, 9 faces, 16 legs. Here's Yamantaka. Yamantaka is that one up here. That is Manjushri again. Think that you're receiving this oral transmission from Lord Yamantaka himself. And Lord Yamantaka's heart is a letter Hong on a sun disk. And around there is the protector's mantra. And when he recites it once, it goes into your mouth, it enters your heart, and it goes inside of you. And then the second time and the third time, it's sealed. It stays with you. All right? Think like that. Don't just simply prostrate for the sake of prostrating, like it's a ritual. Prostrate from your heart because you're saying, I really want this. I really need this. And I prostrate to Yamantaka. Please confer on me the holy practice of the protector, which is one with your continuum. Lama is Manjushri. Tsongkhapa. Yidam is Manjushri. Yamantaka. And Dharma protector is Manjushri. Dorji Shukden. I want. You think like that very sincerely from your heart. From your heart, all right? Please make 3 prostrations to Lama Yamantaka. Request you, my Lord. From today on, the people in this room who invoke upon you with sincere heart, Samaya, with benefit, grant their wishes. May I be your progenitor. May I be the one to again begin carrying on my work. Spread Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching. May I continue where I left off. And in this degenerate time when things are very difficult, violent, and people have to go through immense problems and obstacles to even recite Om Mani Padme, out of your great compassion, I invoke upon your power. Follow these people. Be near them. Take care of them. Watch them. Protect. As they recite your holy mantra, which is so secret, protected by the highest sages of Tibet, may they get close to you, be watched, have visions. May I spread your practice far and wide, because it would be of tremendous benefit to many people, increase the lives of lamas, the teachings, and bring beneficial needs to others, and especially the land of China. May your holy practice pervade. May I be the one to make it pervade far and wide and from there to the world. Please repeat after me, thinking you're receiving it from Lama Yamantaka, very important. Om Benza, Wiki, Bitana, Soha. Om Benza, Wiki, Bitana, Soha. Om Benza, Wiki, Bitana, Soha. Dhammapala. Maharanja. Benza. Begawan. Rudra. Benza. Kula. Shatrum. Maraya. Hongpe. Dhammapala. Maharanja. Benza. Begawan. Rudra. Benza. Kula. Shatrum. Maraya. Hongpe. Dhammapala. Maharanja. Benza. Begawan. Rudra. Benza. Kula. Shatrum. Maraya. Hongpe. Now this one for Fei. Benza Wiki. Bitana Soha. Tsesu. Beljor. Longchu. Tamche. Putim. Kuru Om. Benza Wiki Bitana Soha. Tsesu. Beljor. Longchu. Tamche. Putim. Kuru Om. Benza Wiki Bitana Soha. Tsesu. Beljor. Longchu. Tamche. Putim. Kuru Om. Dhammapala. Maharanja. Benza. Begawan. Samaya. Za Hong Hong. Rena. Siddhi. Drum Drum. Za Za. Du Du. Siddhi. Bala. Ayuke. Hong A. Dhammapala. Maharanja. Benza. Begawan. Samaya. Za Hong Hong. Rena. Siddhi. Drum Drum. Za Za. Du Du. Siddhi. Bala. Ayuke. Hong A. Dhammapala. Maharanja. Benza. Begawan. Samaya. Za. Hong Hong. Rena. Siddhi. Drum Drum. Za Za. Du Du. Siddhi. Pala. Ayuke. Hong A. Now Raymond and Tiki, please repeat after me. Benza Wiki Bitana. Soha. Wangsha. Guru. Hong. Benza Wiki Bitana Soha. Wangsha Guru Om. Benza Wiki Bitana Soha. Wangsha Guru Om. Okay, this is the second one. You're going to repeat after me. Dhammapala. Maharanja. Benza. Begawan. Kamsum. Nechu. Tamche. Washam. Guru Om. Dhammapala. Maharanja. Benza. Begawan. Kamsum. Nechu. Tamche. Washam. Guru Om. Dhammapala. Maharanja. Benza, Begawan, Kamsum, Nuche, Tamche, Wangsha, Guru Om. Now, for all of you, the main mantra that you've recited is Benza Wiki Bitana Soha as much as possible. As much as possible, anytime. And then for Fei, it's Benza Wiki Bitana Soha, Lunchu Tamche, Pujin Kuri. You do that one, all right? And for Tiki and Raymond, you do Benza Wiki Bitana Soha Wangsha Guru Hong. Benza Wiki Bitana Soha Wangsha Guru Hong. Benza Wiki Bitana Soha Wangsha Guru Hong. Wangsha Guru. So you add the extra word because you're invoking on a special aspect of his power. Okay? That one is your main one. When you're finished, the other one is Dhammapala Maharanja Benza Begawan Rudra Benza Shatrum Maraya Hongpe. That one is his entourage. That one is the four other emanations. That one is the 10 youthful and wrathful assistants. 8 guiding monks, and 9 beautiful mothers. So he has 32 deities on his entourage that helps him. So that's their mantra. So that one, when you finish, you can recite every day, 7 times, 21 times, up to you. But the main one is a central one. Benza Wiki Bitana Soha, or Yoke Benza Wiki Bitana Wangsha Guru Hong. Then Fei's case, Benza Wiki Bitana Soha, Tsezo Pecho Lunchu Tamche Putin Kuru Om. That's the one you recite. When you go to villages and you want to start something. You can build a chapel, put Lama Tsongkhapa, and then put his statue there, and then clean it and make it very well, and keep someone there to maintain, make offerings and tea, and you ask them to recite Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra. Mingme Tse Wete. Don't give this mantra. This one only for you. Give Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra. Lama Tsongkhapa. If you recite Lama Tsongkhapa, no difference. That's his peaceful form. And then whatever they need, what they want, ask them to pray and respect. And offer him vegetarian food. No meats. Okay, they offer meat, it's okay. But better is vegetarian. Because I don't want people to start killing, you know, like Chinese wedding one, killing pig, offer to him. No, no. Okay, so vegetarian is very good. Anything but nothing killed. And the money that make offering for him, the chapel, cannot come from dirty things. You know, like prostitution, drugs, and then we use that money. No, better not. Unless someone do that work, they regret very much and they don't want anymore. They want to use this money to purify their karma, then they want to build, it's okay. Okay? Then, wherever you go, you name the chapels. Wish-granting jewel. How to say that in Chinese? Wish-granting jewel chapels, okay? Hakang. Yixin Nobo Hakang. That will be in China. When you go to villages here, ask them set up. Even they build a small one, next time can make bigger. Be very nice, huh? Yes, very nice. You can be a big guru. See? Don't need me already, huh? Okay. Now, please listen very carefully while I recite this prayer for you. Again, you're receiving from Lama Yamataka. Hong. Rani dang hao wei du de man de men on ben jing de ma yi de zeng 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 ni gan de ba jia ge ji de shun de za ko la la jin de za o lan jian de jian de zong jian de ban de jian de zong zong ma ban de jian de zong 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 de de ji ka jian ma ba so ko zhe ko ji ko jo dan ni ji ge o zi ge ma zi yi dang jian men ni ga zhe ba su shi ni yi xi ba na qin jin lang jin de da ye mei jiu hong ge zhen ge me ge ni cha sa jin jin nang zhen dang ge jin qin na niu jue xia cha zu zu dang ge jin jian zong zhe jie wo shang yi jiu nang ga gan zhe bei dang zhe kang zhe jin jin de zong qin na sang wei jin jin sang jue qin na ga gan zhe bu ji ge jin na Tudang,刚才你说过去,大家,三九,那就这么一天送钱,不,就那个,你年上去,就那个,老妈,一边,你这边,就是说,花去,你那个,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你,你, Now I'll empower the statues and the objects to be blessed here. And then you can take your new friend home. How lovely. Exciting. And when you bring him home, if you don't have anything ready, stop by 7-Eleven, one of those 24 jam places, right? And buy a whole bunch of things. Just like you bring a friend home. And then tomorrow you can buy some flowers and make offerings. Every day your offerings don't need to be elaborate unless you want it to be. Up to you. On special days, make it elaborate. Holidays, I'm sorry, like Buddha's birthday and Tsongkhapa's day and your birthday, your special things, your mother's birthday, your father's birthday, something special like that. But every day, do your best to make offerings, make a connection, and do this sadhana every single day. Then you will recite the sadhana from here to here, and then you do the mantra. You do the mantra. And then you offer the black tea. This is the black tea. So in the future, some of you will say to me, do some black tea. And do 100 times. You say 100 times. Okay, this is how you do a black tea 100 times. You start here, all right? It says here, you bless it by saying, Om Ahom, Om Ahom, Om Ahom. Then home to the gurus who perform the two purposes and send down a rain of excellent blessings, and to the yidams who bestow all common and uncommon attainments. I offer this drink of nectar which allows bliss. All right? Please partake swiftly and spontaneously to fulfill all my wishes. Then next one, to the whole assembly of heroes and dakinis of three places and assembly of powerful oath-bound dharma protectors, I offer this drink, nectar, which bestows bliss. Please partake and swiftly and spontaneously fulfill my wishes. Then here, especially to you, this one specifically to him, especially to you, supreme, supermundane, protector of the doctrine, very powerful, swift, and wrathful Dorje Shukden, I offer this drink of nectar, which bestows bliss. Please partake and swiftly and spontaneously fulfill all my wishes. This is the part you do 100. That line only. All right? So if I say to you, do 100, do 200, do 500, not the whole thing, just that part. So when you recite that part, you're offering him a dream and asking him to do the action. And think what you want him to do for you. Think what you want. Think what you need. Think what you want and trust and recite that. Especially to you, supreme, supermundane, protector of the doctrine. What doctrine? Buddha's doctrine. Very powerful, swift, and wrathful, Dorje Shukden. I offer this drink of nectar which allows bliss. Please partake and swiftly, spontaneously fulfill all my wishes. That's the second time. Again, especially to you, supreme name, power, protector of the doctrine, etc., etc., so that you do that one 50 times, 21. In times of danger, do that one 21 times. Okay? And if you have spirit problems, stuff like that, don't ask him to chase them and scare them. Ask him to bless them. Ask him to bless them, and you will see them being blessed. And if we're in a village, and they're very poor, they have problems, all right, Faye? This one you recite 100 times, if you have time. If not, 21. All right? This one you can teach people to do no problem. Oh, I think we have this in Chinese. You know, I've seen it. Oh, yes, it's in Chinese. Yes, it is in Chinese. I have it in Chinese. Excited? Yes, you can teach people in China. Okay. So after you finish that, you recite the rest of the black tea. The black tea finishes here. And may you, the whole assembly of dignified attendants, ever mindful of solemn oaths of Venerable Dunzin. Who's Venerable Dunzin? That's Dorje Shukden in his peaceful form. Same. Accomplish swiftly without wavering whatever action I may request of you. Finish the black tea. Then you do the requestment of the fulfillment wishes. You recite to the end. Okay? Recite to the end. And then you go back to Lama Tsongkhapa's Guru Yoga. What happens to Guru Yoga? Oh. Then you go to Lama Tsongkhapa's Guru Yoga and you finish the last three lines. Okay? You finish the last three lines here, Benden Sawa Lama Ramachi. And then you do your dedication, you're finished. That's your daily Lama Tsongkhapa Dorje Shukden Sadhana. How beautiful. You don't need a lot of things. You just need to do this one well. And once you memorize it, or you know, when you get familiar, just 10 minutes. And when you're free, sometimes do extra mantras. I promise you, it'll become very addictive. It's very nice. Very, very nice. Any questions on how to do this every day? Any questions? Oh, two ways. When you say the word, I offer this drink of nectar which bestows bliss, then you pour. Or what I like to do is I just put it full and I leave it there and I recite it. Because I don't like dripping all over the place. No difference. And you don't have to do it this way, have to be like that, like that. No, you can just a big bowl, as you like. You don't have to do it Tibetan style. See, Tibetans put this wide. They have a silver container with one that's higher, so that when you pour, it overflows. It means your wish is coming true, overflowing. As a symbolism. But you don't have to do that. Just because it doesn't overflow doesn't mean your wishes won't come true. Don't think he's thinking, oh, yeah, no. No, lah, he's not like that. Just imagine Raymond, he goes outside and buys himself a nice bowl, you know. It doesn't overflow. Then say, nope, nothing for you. It doesn't overflow, lah. The Raymond's like, oh, God. Why so fussy? No, you do any way you like. But that's Tibetan stuff. And we have black tea offerings and stuff everywhere. You guys can get it. Very nice. You should get all the things you offer to Dharma Protector. Offer the best that you can. And in time, make it more and more. I promise you, you'll collect so much affinity with him. He will be so helpful. If I can feel safe for all of you is, if you do this practice, I will feel confident and safe for you. So with people like Tiki, when you have to go for meetings, you have to go abroad, you have to do things, you can do it on the plane, you can do it anywhere. You don't even have to have your mala, you can just do it. And then trust him, think about him, and then go into your meeting. Go into talking to people. The difference. And ask him to protect you and your work and make sure it grows and make the factory, everything grow. If they grow, they're happy with you, more salary, what? Yeah, why not? And then Maple will be at home, the Bomo lady, you know, doing the prayers for you too. Isn't it fabulous? and do it together with Setra. No problem at all. It would be fabulous. All right? Any questions on any of this? Oh, that one shouldn't be there, you're right. That one's part of Yamataka. Mm-hmm. Okay, like this, huh? That's a very good point. It says here, all the attainments I desire arise from merely remembering you, wish fulfilling, protected the Dharma. Please accomplish my wish. Three times, right? Once you finish that, you don't recite anything else. You go back to Lama Tsongkhapa. All right? You don't recite that part. It shouldn't be there, actually. Yamataka should not be there. That's why we need to get a compilation out very fast. Isn't this tired? We need it very badly. Any questions? See, Yeshe Kyalsang Gyaltso's group in England, they made one like that. This is their Sanabha with Dorje Shugden, Lama Tsongkhapa, and the Dorje Shugden here. Very nice. And this is his whole Sanabha book here. But this is quite long. You guys won't like it. See? Their Dharma Center, all 500 of the Dharma Centers practice this throughout the world. And they made their own little compilation. See, we can do that too if we can get somebody who can write in English and type and then go to the printers. Very hard, huh? He has wonderful computer graphics of his mandala, what his mandala looks like. The monks, the nuns, the so nice, that's the sadhana. It's condensed, it's not the whole thing. Very nice. This is the whole Dorje Shugden sadhana. Melodious drum, victorious in all directions. Fabulous. Imagine we can get something out and this is where I put our thing. I need people who can write and who can get it together and go to the printers and, you know, I don't know. We have huge obstacles for going to the printers. We don't have anybody who knows how to go to a printer yet. Very big obstacles, but I hope that changes soon. Please. You want to be famous? Get me printers, lah. Well, why me? You find yourself. He's always throwing things at me. Yo. Oh, don't throw a bitch fit at me. It's not going to work. He's like, he's pissed off again. Look, he's always pissed off. Yes. I'm nuts, I know. Now I make an offering and consecrate the statues. And then we're done. Today you've spent 2-3 hours. Very good, because now you got something very precious. Something very holy and something excellent. How fabulous. Fabulous. You can start reciting his mantra. Start memorizing it. For you, Om Benza Vipitna Song, Benza Vipitna Wansha Guru Hong. Start reciting the mantra. No, how stupid of us. Let's do it together. How auspicious. Let's recite together. Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. How auspicious. Instead of just me, do you watch? From the heart of the Lord of the Ganden Devas emerges a brilliant white cloud like a great mass of fresh yogurt. Atop sits Tsongkhapa, all-knowing king of Dharma. We request your coming to this place along with your great disciples. My Lord Guru is seated, lion throne, lotus and moon cushion. His body is white and he smiles blissfully. Please remain many aeons and serve as a great merit fuel for the growth of my mind's faith and increase of Lord Buddha's teachings. His omniscient wisdom mind encompasses all that is existent. His voice is a profound teaching which ornaments the ear of the fortunate pupil. His body's beautiful radiance evokes wondrous admiration. The Lama Tsongkhapa, whom merely viewing, hearing, and contemplating earns one great merit, I make prostration. I present to you great merit fuel, Tsongkhapa. Beautiful offerings, water, a display of flowers, fragrant incense, butter lamps, perfume, and more, both physical and mental offerings, vastest clouds and widest ocean. That word there is mental offerings, not metal. M-E-N-T-A-L. All right? The unwholesome actions of body, speech, and mind, which I have accumulated over a measureless period, especially actions contrary to the three vows, Vinaya, Bodhisattva, Vajrayana, I regret extremely and from the depths of my heart, and I reveal each and every such action. We totally rejoice in your magnificent achievements, my Lord, who received numerous teachings and performed the practices with utmost diligence, who abandoned the eight worldly objectives and made the most meaningful use of the 18 opportune conditions during these degenerate times. My Lord Guru is seated before me upon a lion throne, lotus and moon cushion. His body is white and he smiles blissfully. Please remain many aeons and serve as a great merit field for the growth of my mind's faith and for the increase of Lord Buddha's teachings. His omniscient mind encompasses all that is existent. His voice is a profound teaching which ornaments the ear of the fortunate pupil. His body's beautiful radiance evokes wondrous admiration. The Lama Tsongkhapa, whom merely viewing, hearing, and contemplating, earns one great merit. This is strange. This is doubled up. Yeah, double. It's a redundant ruby. Second page, forget it. I don't know who Xeroxed this. Second page, oh, we really have to get ourselves together. Okay, the second page you don't use, just take out. Okay? You go here, all holy gurus. They're very mixed up, huh? Do you guys get it? First page, second page is just a copy of the first one. Okay, you don't need. Then you go directly to the third page. Okay, that's why we need to compile this very badly, very badly. All you holy gurus, unerring in conduct, may you precipitate a rain of realizations of bodhicitta and shunyata from the clouds of compassion which fills the Dharmakaya sky, providing for the field of the disciples whatever is. May the Vajra body created from the purity of clear light, free of the rising and setting of cycle existence, but visible to the ordinary viewer, only in an unsubtle physical form, stay on unchanging without waning until samsara ends. May this merit accumulated by myself and others beneficially serve all sentient beings in the Buddha Dharma, and especially the essential teachings of the unerring master Tsongkhapa, become clear and enduring. Mingme tewe dejen chenensi, dreme kenbe ombo jambeyang, dufo mayu jomse samwe da, ganjin kebe zuchen Tsongkhapa, losan trabi shabla soan de, mingme tewe dejen chenensi, dreme kenbe ombo jambeyang, dufo mayu jomse samwe da, ganjin kebe zuchen Tsongkhapa, losan trabi shabla soan de. Now please go to his sadhana. Hong, I have the clarity of the Yidam before me in the center of red and black fire and wind, on a lotus and sun trampling demons and obstructors, is a terrifying lion which is powerful and alert. Upon this sits the great king Dorje Shugden, the supreme heart jewel of Dharma protectors. His body is clothed in the garments of a monk, and on his head he wears a round yellow hat. His hand holds a sword and a heart of compassion. To his followers he shows an expression of delight, but to subdue demons and obstructors, he displays a wrathful manner. He is surrounded by a vast assembled retinue, such as his attendant, Kachit Mapo, and so forth. Light rays from my heart instantly invite the wisdom beings from the sphere of nature and from all different palaces where they abide. They become inseparable from the commitment beings. Hong, respectfully, I prostrate a body, speech, and mind. I offer a mass of inner and outer offerings, blissful tormas, alcohol, tea, cakes, milk, and curd, both actually set out and mentally imagined, filling the whole of space. Commitment, fulfilling, reliance, and appropriate substances, outer, inner, secret, attractive, and cleansing offerings, filling the whole of space, I offer these entire. May I fulfill the heart commitment and restore my broken commitments. All my harmful thoughts and actions which have offended your mind, O great protector, I confess in the depths of my heart, please purify them swiftly. Care for me with love like a mother for her child. I beseech you from the depths of my heart, O Supreme Deity, please cause the tradition of Jetsangkhapas to flourish, extend the life and activities of the glorious gurus, and increase the study and practice Dharma within the Dharma communities. Please be with me like the shadow and grant me your unwavering care and protection. Destroy all obstacles and adverse conditions. Bestow favorable conditions and fulfill all my wishes. Now is the time to show clearly your versatile strength through your four actions with a swift, incisive, and unobstructed, to fill quickly my special heartfelt desires in accordance with my wishes. Now is the time to distinguish the truth and falsity of actions and effects. Now is the time to dispel false accusations against the innocent. Now is the time to protect the pitiful and protectorless. Now is the time to protect Dharma practitioners as your children. In short, from now until I attain the essence of enlightenment, I shall honor you as embodying my Guru, deity, and protector. Therefore, please watch over me during the three periods of day and of night, and never waver in your actions as my protector. I have declared to you the Yidam. Before me are the five lineages of Dorje Shugden, the great king of Dharma protectors. At their hearts are sun cushions. Upon each of there is a home surrounded by the mantra garland in its appropriate color. Light ray sea syllable at my heart and touch these. As a result, their minds automatically engage in the pacifying, increasing, controlling, wrathful actions that I desire. Accomplish them without obstruction. Om Benza Viki Betana Soha. Benza Viki Betana Soha. Om 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 Benza Viki Betana Soha. Uma Dhamma Pala Maharenza Benza Begawan Rucha Benza Kula Shatu Maraya Hompe. Om Dhamma Pala Maharenza Benza Begawan Rucha Benza Kula Sawa Shatu Maraya Hompe. Om Dhamma Pala Maharenza Benza Begawan Rucha Benza Kula Sawa Shatu Maraya Hompe. Om Dhamma Pala Maharenza Benza Begawan Rucha Benza Kula Sawa Shatu Maraya Hompe. Om Dhamma Pala Maharenza Benza Begawan Rucha Benza Kula Sawa Shatu Maraya Hompe. Om Dhamma Pala Maharenza Benza Begawan Rucha Benza Kula Sawa Shatu Maraya Hompe. Om Dhamma Pala Maharenza Benza Begawan Rucha Benza Kula Sawa Shatu Maraya Hompe. Om Ahom. Om Ahom, Om Ahom, Om Ahom. Then you have your golden drink. In this case, it's black tea. And also, JJ's offer beer, so it's simultaneous, all right? May all of you have great success. May all of you have long life. May all of you have a life free of obstacles. May the needs of your life, such as money, come easily. And when you're sick, medicine come easily. May you be able to attract many, many people onto the Dharma. May you be able to repay the kindness of your parents and all beings that were helpful to you. May you always stay on Lama Tsongkhapa's holy path of compassion and wisdom. And may you gain enlightenment. From now in this life, from this forth on, then Lama Dorje Shugden is your principal protector, is your secret protector, which you will not talk about, reveal, or show anyone. And you will practice daily and you will keep him in your heart. And you will see him grow in your life. Think like that, all right? Home to the gurus who perform the two purposes, send down the rain of excellent blessings, and to the yidams who bestow all common and uncommon attainments. Watch, I offer this drink of nectar which bestows bliss. Yes, just like that, okay? Watch. To the whole assembly of heroes and dakinis of the three places, and to the assembly of powerful old-found Dharma protectors, I offer this drink which bestows bliss. Okay? Please partake and swiftly and spontaneously fulfill all my wishes. All right? Watch. Especially to you, Supreme, Super Mundane, Protector of the Doctrine. Very powerful, swift, and wrathful Dorje Shugden. I offer this drink of nectar. Please partake and swiftly, spontaneously fulfill all my wishes. Especially to you, Supreme, Super Mundane, Dharma Protector of the Doctrine. Very powerful, swift, and wrathful Dorje Shugden. I offer this drink. All right, three times is okay for normal. If you have something extra, you can do extra, it's not a problem. Then you go to the next stanza. Each time you say the word, I offer this drink, you pour it. All right, you can do it that way or like that way. No problem. To you, manifestations of the five lineages bestowed without obstruction. Countless pacifying, increasing, controlling, wrathful actions. I offer this drink of nectar which bestows bliss. To the nine attractive mothers, the eight guiding monks, 10 youthful and wrathful assistants, and so forth. Home, whenever your followers with commitments request any of the four actions, swiftly, incisively, and without delay, you show signs for all to see. Please accomplish the actions that I now request of you. The stainless sun of Jetsongkhapa's tradition shines throughout the sky of samsara and nirvana, the illuminated darkness of fearing or wrong paths. Please cause this light to spread and bring good fortune to all living beings. May the glorious gurus uphold the tradition. May they send down a rain of deeds fulfilling the wishes of disciples, so that Jetsongkhapa's doctrine will flourish. Now we go back to Lama Tsongkhapa, the final three lines. All right. When you're in a very big rush and you need to do this prayer, you can skip Lama Tsongkhapa's Guru Yoga, just recite Miktama for whatever number you like and go directly to the protector prayer when you're in a very big rush. All right? When you're every day, when just normal, you do your puja, you do your prayers, you do meditation, you do the whole thing. It's not very long. All right? And then finally, the dedication. Very easy. If you're in a rush, then you just do 1, 2, 3, 4. You just do number 5. Gyewan di nududa. All right? By this virtue, might quickly realize Guru Buddhahood and transfer each sentient being into that enlightened state. You just do that, and then you're finished. If you're not in a rush, recite it because it's beautiful and it blesses. These words invoke the blessings of the Buddhas. May the precious Bodhi mind where it is not born arise and grow. May that born have no climb but increase forevermore. Let's do this in Tibetan for auspicious reasons. Janju Sinjo. Cheba neva meva ya gwane gundu pewa sho toni tongwa ribu ji ma che pana chigi chi cheba neva meva ya gwane gundu pewa sho Tāsō jīne sābī kēwān dī, chāntā jōvā kūnā gāmbā tāng, jēbā jēsān lōsān jōvā yī, tēnbī hīmbō rīndū sāshī shō, kēwā kūndū yāntā vāmā tāng, jēmē chūjī pēlā lōngchū chī, sātā nāngī yuñcī rāsū nī, tōjī chāngī gōbā nūdū shō, kēwā dī yīndū dū tā, lāmā sāngjī jūgū nī, jōvā jīgē mālū pā, dī sāvā gōbā, chūjī jēbō sōngkā pā, chūjī pēwā tāng, kīchī tēmā shī wā tāng, chūjī mālū sāvā shō, tātā chūshīn dū shū shā, chēvē tō nī lā tē nī, chēvā lō sāng chā pā, tēmbā yūrīng pā chū jī, nīmō tē lē, cēn tē lē, nīmē kūyāng tē lē shī, nīsēn tā tū tē lē pē, kūñjī sūngkī chīngjī lō, kūñjī sūngkī ngō chū chū, kūñjī sūngkī chā shī shō, jē sū lā pē kū zē lā tē chī, nā kā chū lē chū chū chē pā, lō sāng tē pē chū mē sā sūng kī, chū wē mū sūng tā chū nī chū chī, kāng tī rē wē, kua rē wē shīng kāng, pēn tē tē wā mā lū chī wē nī, chē nī zē wā tēn zē kia sō yī, shā bē sī tē pā tū, 天君君